You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Well, the penultimate game of the 2023 season here for the Bowie Bay Sox as they look for a series win to close things out. They have a chance to take a series lead today in this best of six affair. The final six games of the season with the Harrisburg Senators. Welcome in, everybody, to the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Andre McGarrett here with you as we count you down to first pitch of Bowie and Harrisburg here from FNB Field in Pennsylvania's capital this Saturday afternoon. Quick turnaround for these two sides as the Bay Sox still have hopes of salvaging a .500 season overall. Bowie will have to win their last three games to do so, and they got the first leg of that started last night. A back-and-forth affair that went the Bay Sox way by a 5-4 final. Bowie was able to take a 3-0 lead early, thanks in part to 2 RBI from Judd Fabian, but Harrisburg scoring 4 unearned runs in the bottom half of the second made things a little dicey. Bay Sox were able to battle back, though, as Fabian notched his 3rd RBI of the game on a run-scoring single in the 4th before 4 shutout frames out of the bullpen for Ryan Long led to Silas Ardoin's go-ahead single in the 8th inning before Ryan Hennin recorded the final 6 outs of last night for his first save at the AA level as well. Yields good things for the Bay Sox as we turn here towards this penultimate game of 2023, a very beautiful afternoon for some baseball. Each of the last 2 games scheduled for an afternoon start time. Temperatures right now currently sitting in the mid-70s. There is a good bit of wind, though, blowing out towards center field at around 9 miles per hour. But not too much humidity in the air, not too much cloud cover in the sky, hardly any, in fact, as we get set going with this one today. Both sides, of course, eliminated from postseason contention in the Eastern League here in 2023. It'll be game 137 for the Bay Sox, who set with an overall record of 67-69, and in the second half, 36-31. Bowie on the road is 32-35. Game number 136 for Harrisburg, who's 58-77 in the second half. Senators are 27-40 at home. They're 36-29 overall on the campaign. We'll get set with the starting lineups and the starting pitching matchup for this one. First, for the visiting Bay Sox, Judd Fabian was the big one for Bowie. He's in the leadoff spot once again for the Bay Sox off his 3 RBI last night, including his game tying single. Fabian has had a heck of a series for Bowie, hitting .353 on the week with 4 driven in. Samuel Basayo will get his first taste at first base here at the AA level. He'll hit from the left side, batting second. John Rhodes out in left field hits third. Billy Cook, the cleanup man, plays second base today for Bowie. T.T. Bowens is your DH, batting fifth. Dante Williams and Anthony Servideo, back-to-back left-handers, as Williams hits seventh, or sixth, excuse me. Servideo hits seventh. Gilbert Lahr, the third baseman, will bat eighth, and Connor Pavloni, the catcher, rounds things out at ninth for Bowie. DJ Hurz is going to get the ball for the Senators in this one. Hurz is 1-2, but does have just a 2.76 ERA so far with Harrisburg this season. A lot of AA experience, though, for Hurz, who began the year in the Cubs system, was dealt at the deadline to the Washington Nationals in a trade. And from there, Hurz has been pretty spectacular for the Senators. Hasn't gone particularly deep into games, but the strikeout stuff has certainly been there for the Southpaw. And the walks have been down a little bit. That's been the one thing that's plagued him at this AA level. So if Hurz can keep those walks down, certainly an opportunity here for him against this Bay Sox team. But Bowie will be looking to take advantage of that and hopefully getting some early runs across against an arm that has an opposing batting average below 200. We'll take you through the Harrisburg lineup now. Robert Hassel, the third, the right fielder, leads off for the Senators. Dylan Cruz, the center fielder, that's second. James Wood, the DH, hits third. Yohandy Morales, the first baseman, will bat cleanup. Trey Lipscomb, the third baseman, hits fifth. Israel Pineda does the catching and hits sixth. Andrew Pinckney out left field, bats seventh. Jackson Clough, the shortstop, a lefty, hits eighth. And the switch-hitting second baseman, JT Arruda, rounds things out at ninth. It's the top hitter and the bottom hitter in the Harrisburg lineup that have done most of the damage for the Senators this week. Wood also with a handful of RBIs as well. Be a tricky lineup, all things considered, for Brandon Young to navigate. First action of the week for Young. He is coming off a start in which he allowed a career-high 3 home runs last Sunday against New Hampshire. Young with Bowie this season is 0-2 with a 4.22 ERA. And he's just looking to find that put-away pitch. It's been the one thing that has hurt the Bay Sox and not allowed their starters to go particularly deep into games. Remember, a starter hasn't gone deeper than 4 innings all week for Bowie. And a lot of those 2-strike foul balls running up the pitch counts have been a reason as to why, along with the early damage, as the Senators have struck for over 70% of their offense this week in the first 2 frames of ballgames. So Young will be looking for a good start as the Bay Sox look for another win here this afternoon. Big season drawing to a close here for Bowie. It's been a big season for a couple of guys in the lineup today. Billy Cook, one of them. Second 2020 season in franchise history. We caught up with Cook after accomplishing the feat a couple weeks ago, and we'll replay that conversation when we come back here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show as we get you set for Bay Sox baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Are you a sailor, powerboater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capitol Gold WNAV.
Another Patient First difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Continuing on here with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show as we get you set for first pitch of Bay Sox baseball. We're joined by Bay Sox infielder, outfielder, the man who's become the super utility guy in 2023, Billy Cook. Billy, how are you doing here as we get to the stretch run of the season?
Good. Excited to keep playing, and hopefully we keep playing for, you know, 3 weeks. But yeah, good to be back home after that road trip. Good first win last night, and we're hoping for a good week and then take that to Harrisburg and see what we can do.
You talk about coming back home, the playoff chase. We'll touch on all that in a little bit. But in the immediate past, a very special night for you last night, culminating in a season full of big memories, maybe none bigger than the one last night. A walk-off three-run home run in the 11th inning helped you complete the second 2020 season in Bay Sox franchise history. How did that one feel?
Great. It was definitely fun that it was a walk-off, right? And so it was like a 2-1 celebration, because yeah, everyone was telling me, and I knew 19, you know, that's the number, and the stolen bases came first, so it's like, oh, one more homer, come on. So yeah, that was fun, you know, get a couple stolen bases and then get to finish the night with a homer. I walked four times, so I didn't do a whole lot, you know, offensively until the very last at bat. And yeah, it was fun locker room after, for sure.
Well, I could see the equipment out there when I got here this morning out in the sun baking. I had to be a heck of a Gatorade water shower.
Oh,
now
I got double. I got both water jugs, one right at home plate and then one right after. So yeah, the Evo Shield helmet, batting gloves, soaked.
Thankfully it's humid out this week,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In a sense.
I think they'll dry pretty quick.
That's good. Yeah, it's been a scorcher out here this week, as it has all summer. Just water, though, right? No
just
Gatorade?
Water, no Gatorade.
That
no
can get sticky. A little sticky. Yeah.
I mean, I think the bees would be all over it right now if that was the case.
For sure. Hey, we're keeping it dry as we're joined here by Billy Cook on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. You talk about those four walks now, and you're somebody, along with a lot of batters on this team, you like getting those pitches early on in a count to do some damage, but this New Hampshire staff was attacking with a lot of off-speed early on. So when you're not getting those pitches early on, how tough is it to make that adjustment to lay off?
It's tough, and it's also not. I think it's the approach and just being patient for the whole at-bat, right? You could be patient for that first pitch of the at-bat, and if you don't get it and it's a strike, then you kind of press a little. So keeping that patience every pitch for the whole at-bat, I think, is the biggest thing. And if you get one, you know, swing at it and do what you can, do some damage on it. If you don't, not saying, okay, well, now I only have two strikes left and going on, you know, hey, I need to put this next strike in play. No, just kind of taking a step back and saying, look, I can hit with 0-2, 3-2 count, 3-0, it doesn't matter. And yeah, I mean, last night I walked a lot. That's not really been the case this year, but that's something the coordinators and I have talked about, just being more patient, more selective, and trusting, like, look, you can walk, but you don't want to go up there looking for a walk, right? It should be a result of a good at-bat, not pressing to just, like, put it in play.
And you talk about that growth in a lot of avenues this season, five different positions in the field at times, first base, second base, all over the outfield. And you talk about the plate discipline and other factors as well. As we do wind here towards the home stretch of 2023, where have you seen yourself growing the most this season?
Definitely second base, I think. Second and first base. First is a little newer development for me, you know. I think last night was the seventh game all year. But yeah, in the infield, just get more comfortable there. I've played a lot more games there and gotten a lot more practice with DJ and K-Mo. So just being able to be comfortable there, kind of get it done whenever I'm in there, and then get thrown back in the outfield occasionally, and I kind of pick that up quick again, you know. So I think just adding those two positions of being really serviceable, not kind of, you know, quote, liability out there, right? So I think that would be the biggest growth.
Defensive versatility is something the Orioles have seemed to preach throughout the organization, so obviously always helps. First base is something you picked up a little later in the season, too. Mm-hmm. What was that adjustment like?
Interesting, right? Because it's kind of, I don't want to call it the lazy position, but I'm used to running around in the outfield. Second base, there's a lot going on. First base, it's just like I feel confined over there, which is just different because you don't have to go chase a bunch of, you know, you don't have to chase a ball down the line. You don't have to go be that super far cut on a relay home. Just kind of learning that stuff and the different responsibilities. It's kind of a different look in terms of infield position compared to what I'm used to. But again, that just comes with repetition, practice, and talking with the coaches on, hey, you know, every play I'll talk to them and kind of look over like, hey, is that where I was supposed to be? They'll give me like a yes, or, you know, move me a little with their hand, hey, move this way. So it's been good, though, learning on the fly, but I think I've done okay.
As we're joined here by Billy Cook on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, back in a team sense now. I talked about it a little bit at the beginning. Two games out of a postseason spot with 11 to play. You don't have any more matchups directly against the team you're chasing down, Richmond, but still a lot of baseball left. So coming back off of that tiresome two-week road trip, what does a win like that mean to try to spark something and start anew here these last couple weeks?
It's big. I mean, you always want to start off the week with a win, and that kind of win, I think, gives us momentum. Hopefully it kind of, you know, crushes their spirits a little. You know, a win is a win, but if you can grind out a game like that and end up on top, especially on a hot day, you know, hopefully we just keep that momentum going for this whole week against a team we haven't seen, and then we go play Harrisburg, who we've seen three times. We know what to expect there, and finish the season with them strong, and you know, just hope whoever Richmond's playing takes care of them and gain just a little out of time. You know, one game at a time, if we can do that, I think we'll be good.
As we wrap up here with Billy Cook on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame. So we've emphasized it enough. We hope that the offseason isn't quite on the horizon just yet. But as you've made this accomplishment now throughout the season and we transition into the end of the season with the offseason coming up, what are some goals you're setting for yourself to end 2023 strong and kick it into that offseason, get ready for next year?
I'm just going to keep doing what I have been. You know, again, walks I think would be the biggest thing, just being able to get on base when they don't want to pitch to me to end the season, and then going into the off season pretty much you know, increasing my contact just a little, but when I do hit it, hitting it at good angles, because I hit the ball hard, I hit it enough that my contact's sufficient. It's just got to be at better angles, less ground balls or super high fly balls. And that next year will lead to more extra base hits, more homers. And then, shoot, if I get a single, then I could just steal, right?
30 of them, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. All right, Billy, one final question for you here. We'll end with a fun one. Fun plans as we head into the winter months of the offseason.
I'm going to Hawaii with my family for Christmas. And joining us is my aunt and uncle and their two kids, our youngest cousins. They've never been to Hawaii, and they live in Alaska.
Wow, that's a culture shock, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be fun for them. You know, it's pretty much dark all winter up there, so they're going to be going to a beach and everything for a week and a half. So that'll be fun. Then go back to Pepperdine for alumni weekend and go see a few of my buddies. One's in Austin, one's in Washington, in Seattle. Just little trips like that.
Well, well-traveled offseason sounds like a lot of fun and much deserved after a successful 2023. Billy, we thank you for taking the time with us.
Yeah, no problem.
That was Bay Sox infielder and outfielder Billy Cook. When we come back on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame, we'll get you set for first pitch of Bay Sox baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
when I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
Wolfman Jack.
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
What will your company save when a workplace injury never happens? When work days are never missed? Chesapeake Employers Insurance knows, which is why we help employers protect their employees with workplace safety assessments and training. By preventing accidents, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Now let's go out to the field. It's Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
We're ready to go from FNB Field. It's Game 5 in this six-game series between the Harrisburg Senators and your Bowie Bay Sox. Thank you so much for stopping on by the ballpark this evening. Alongside Andre Magaro, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And as DJ Herz warms in the mound for the Senators, starting lineup for the Bowie Bay Sox that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in right field, you've got Jed Fabian, followed by Samuel Basayo at first base, batting second. John Rhodes is in left field, batting third. Billy Cook at second base cleans up. T.T. Bowens is the designated hitter, batting fifth. Dante Williams in center field, bats sixth. Anthony Servideo is the shortstop, batting seventh. Gilbert Lara at third base, bats eighth. Connor Pavlone catches and bats ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Sherman Johnson, Forrest Herman, Tim DeJohn, Ryan Gohl, and Sam Sauer. Elise Kramer is the athletic trainer. Bowie is 67-69 on the season, one-game winning streak. 6-4 over their last 10, 32-35 on the road, and 36-31 in the second half. Again, the Bowie lineup features Fabian, Basayo, Rhodes, Cook, Bowens, Williams, Servideo, Lara, Pavlone, all to face off against DJ Herz on the mound. FNB Field here in Harrisburg, 325 feet down the line to left field and right field, 400 feet to straightaway center field. Perhaps the breeziest day we've had this week as it carries out to center field at about 9 miles an hour. Jed Fabian will lead things off, right-hander. Only three lefties in the Bowie lineup today, Basayo, Williams, and Servideo. Fabian hitting 179 on the season, 722 OPS in 63 games. As Herz sets, holds ball in glove, turns, kicks, and fires the first pitch. It's a fastball fouled back behind the screen. We're underway at 1 o'clock on a 76-degree sunny day here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Nothing and one to start on Fabian as Herz turns in for the next offering. In from the lefty, and Fabian watches it miss down and away. Count goes to 1-1 now. 6 doubles and a triple for Judd, 15 homers, 31 runs batted in this season. As the 1-1 pitch is called for strike in the outside half of the plate, 1-2 now. This is the only game in minor league baseball on at the moment, as the 1-2 pitch is swung and missed for strike three. Half check there by Fabian, but he couldn't hold up. Went about three-quarters of the way around, and he's down on strikes. Let's tell you about the Harrisburg defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got Andrew Pinckney, Dylan Cruz, and Robert Hassel. Trey Lipscomb at third, Jackson Clough at short. JT Arruda at second, Yohandy Morales at first, and Israel Pineda catches behind the plate for DJ Herz on the mound. with only one game remaining in the Double-A season. Many teams playing on Saturday night. First pitch to Samuel Basayo is floated out towards shallow left center field. Shortstop Jackson Clough makes a nifty run out and a basket catch over the shoulder, retiring Basayo on the first pitch. Didn't give us much time to introduce the first baseman, but he's gone, and there's two away for John Rhodes to bat. Umpiring crew today sees Evan Johnson over at third, Joe Belangia at first, Kevin Manzik calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. His first pitch into Rhodes is a bouncer to the shortstop. This is going to be a fast inning as Clough grabs it on two hops, throws on one hop to first, and it's in time to Morales. Six-pitch first for DJ Herz, only threw one pitch out of the zone. We're on the bottom of the frame as Bowie comes up empty. Senators sent to bat. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When you're commercially and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Well, the Bowie Bay Sox go down on just six pitches offensively to start this afternoon's contest. And as we move to the bottom of the first here at FNB Field in Harrisburg, Brandon Young warms the mound for the Bay Sox. The starting lineup for the Harrisburg Senators that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in right field, you've got Robert Hassel, followed by Dylan Cruz in center field, batting second. James Wood is the designated hitter. He bats third. Yohanny Morales is at first base cleaning up. Trey Lipscomb at third base bats fifth. Israel Pineda catches and bats sixth. Andrew Pinckney in left field bats 7th. Jackson Clough, the shortstop, bats 8th. JT Ruda at second base bats 9th. Senators are the AA affiliate of the Washington Nationals. They're managed by Delino DeShields, assisted by Joel Hanrahan, Tim Doherty, and Oscar Salazar. Don Neidig is the athletic trainer. Harrisburg is 58-77 on the season, a one-game losing streak, 3-7 over their last 10, 36-30 at home, and 27-40 in the second half. Again, their lineup features Hassel, Cruz, Wood, Morales, Lipscomb, Pineda, Pinckney, Clough, Aruda, all to face off against Brandon Young on the mound. Robert Hassel opens it up, one of four left-handed bats in the lineup today for Harrisburg. It's him, James Wood, and Jackson Clough, while JT Aruda is a switch hitter. 225 average for Hassel on the year, 643 OPS in 105 games, 15 doubles and a triple, 8 homers, first pitch. He watches fastball for called strike in the outside half of the plate. Nothing in one to start. Hassel's driven in 35 runs. He does have a solo home run this week. That's the only run he's driven in this series. Here's the 0-1. And a breaking ball misses up and away. Count goes to a ball and a strike. Each team has won two games this week. Senators winning on Tuesday and Thursday. The Bay Sox on Wednesday and Friday. As the 1-1 pitch is a late foul. Breaking ball outside, and it's one ball and two strikes now. 5-4 win last night for the Bay Sox. They've scored five runs in consecutive games now. After falling 8-5 two nights ago. Had a 3-0 lead early yesterday. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Slider down and away. Young opens with a punch out. Let's tell you about the defense. Left to right in the outfield, you've got John Rhodes, Dante Williams, and Judd Fabian. Gilbert Lara at third. Anthony Servideo at short. Billy Cook at second, Samuel Basayo at first. Connor Pavlone catches behind the plate for Brandon Young on the mound. Dylan Cruz up to bat now. First pitch into the right-hander, and he swings and misses on a low breaking ball. Nothing in one to start. 188 average for Cruz, 557 OPS in 19 games. Five doubles, no triples, no homers, five runs batted in. As the 0-1 pitch is popped foul right side out of play, already nothing in two. Brandon Young, a 6'6", 210-pound right-hander, non-drafted free agent, picked up after the 2020 draft by Baltimore, went to Louisiana Lafayette, making his sixth appearance for the Bay Sox this year. Fires the 0-2, and it's fouled back again. Overall, Young is 0-2 on the year, a 4.22 ERA, 21 1/3 innings, 20 strikeouts, 5 walks. He has allowed four home runs, but three of those came in his last start. Opponents are hitting him at a 286 mark. Another 0-2 pitch. Down and away. Just missed on the curveball. One ball and two strikes here on Cruz. Young going to win Tommy John surgery after just three starts with Bowie to open up 2022. Didn't get going on the rehab trail until July 15th. Next pitch misses down, and it's two balls and two strikes here to Cruz. After a single appearance in the complex, he made one appearance with single A Delmarva, three with high A Aberdeen, and then rejoined Bowie on August 18th. 2-2 pitch. High breaking ball misses, and it runs the count full here on Cruz after Young started ahead, nothing at two. Cruz 1-for-9 on a full count this year. Five strikeouts, one walk. As Young shakes off one from Pavloni, fires the payoff pitch. It's a high bouncing ball to the left side. Servideo, bare hands on the second hop, throws to first, and it's off the top of the glove of Basayo. They're going to have to rule that a base hit, and they do. Would have been an incredible play if Servideo could get it there in time, trying to bare hand, but Cruz reaches on an infield single. He's got hits in four of his last five games now. This is what ate up Carlos Tavera last night for Bowie. The infield singles. He gave up three different infield singles. There was an error on a batted ball in the infield that led to Tavera eventually allowing four unearned runs in the second. Here's James Wood. The first pitch to him misses high. 1-0 to start. 245 average for Wood. 815 OPS in 86 games. 19 doubles, 3 triples, 17 homers, 54 runs batted in. Here's the 1-0, and he smokes a liner to left field, base hit. Gets cut off by John Rhodes to hold Cruz from advancing to third base, but Wood really whacked that ball. It's in five consecutive games now, as Young has allowed consecutive singles here after striking out Robert Hassel to open the frame. Now Yohandy Morales. 2-for-11 in his double-A career, one double for his only extra base hit. Still looking for his first ribby as well, two strikeouts, two walks. Young is coming off of just four innings against New Hampshire last week. He had thrown five innings on Tuesday. He was the Tuesday-Sunday starter against the Cats. And Young has committed a pitch clock violation before we see a pitch to Morales. So it's 1-0 to start. With runners at first and second, one away, here in a scoreless bottom of the first. First pitch is crushed to right center field. Williams, ranging back on it, has it in his sights. In the deepest part of the alley, makes the catch, but it's deep enough to allow Cruz to tag and advance to third base. Productive out for Yohandy Morales, puts them at the corners, but now two away for Trey Lipscomb to bat. Bay Sox in their alternate orange jerseys today. Gray pants, black cap. Jersey has the black block buoy lettered across the front. While the Senators are in their home whites, white pants, and a red cap. Got the red word mark Senators on the front of the jersey as Pavloni is going to step out from behind home plate and direct the defense. Trey Lipscomb hitting .285 on the season with a .748 OPS in 79 games. 14 doubles, 2 triples, 10 homers, 44 runs batted in. Young holds at the chest, drops to the waist, fires the first, and it's swung on and missed outside. Nothing in one to open. But Young had a tough first inning last week, too. He allowed a solo home run after recording a quick out in the first. Gave up a 2-RBI double in the third, and then back-to-back home runs to lead off the fourth inning. 0-1 pitch. Fouled back to the screen. Already nothing in two. Young was shelled with the loss in that game, even though Bowie did give him an opportunity to take a no decision. Trailing by two in the bottom of the ninth, Bowie drew four consecutive walks to open the inning. Had them loaded with no outs, but stranded the tying run at third. 0-2 pitch. Runner takes off as the pitch is lifted in the air. Deep left center field. They were shaded in the other direction, and Williams will run it down, make the catch at the knee. Dante Williams, what range, electric stuff from the center fielder to take away what could have been a 2-RBI extra base hit from Trey Lipscomb. Keeps it a scoreless inning as we move to the second. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Hey everyone, Matt Sabatis here with a special message from Fans for the Cure. One in every eight men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. But early detection results in the least invasive treatments and the best outcomes. Men, have a conversation with your doctor about the testing for PSA. It's a simple blood test. For more information about getting screened for prostate cancer, go to fansforthecure.org. That's fansforthecure.org.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Another patient-first difference? On-site x-ray departments and government-certified labs. They're fully staffed by radiologic technologists and lab professionals every day of the year. These services help our staff more accurately diagnose injuries like broken bones and illnesses like pneumonia. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Well, in the fifth game of this six-game series, it's the first time this week that we can say we're scoreless into the second inning. Alongside Andre Magero, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from FNB Field in Harrisburg. Thank you so much for stopping by. As Billy Cook leads off for the Bay Sox here in the second, first pitch to him misses high. 1-0 to start. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 in the Bowie lineup with Cook, T.T. Bowens, and Dante Williams to bat. Billy hitting 252 with a 780 OPS in 119 games. Next pitch, and he swings and misses. Fastball outside to run the count even at 1. D.J. Herz threw 6 pitches to sit down the side in the first, struck out Judd Fabian, and got first pitch contact outs to Samuel Basayo and John Rhodes. Next pitch, too far down and away to Cook. It's 2 balls and 1 strike now. 16 doubles and 2 triples for Billy, leads the team with 24 home runs, leads the league with 81 runs batted in, as the next pitch is lifted in the air, right field line, it's going to get out of play, slicing a little bit too far, runs the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. DJ Herz, a 6'2", 175-pound, 22-year-old lefty from Fayetteville, North Carolina, fires the 2-2, and it misses down to run the count full here on Cook. Billy, hitting 170 in a full count, strikes out about 40% of the time. Herz was originally drafted by the Cubs out of high school in 2019. Went to Sanford High School in Fayetteville, well-known school, mostly for their football club, though. Traded over to Washington earlier this year as the 3-2 misses high. Cook draws a leadoff walk here in the second inning.
Now, when you say football club, do you mean pigskin football?
The one that you're watching right now as Penn State leads Illinois 13-0. That's probably why it's a little bit of a sparser crowd this Saturday, because these fans have a little bit more to attend to on a college football Saturday.
Now, football club is a soccer term, so I just always got to check and make sure.
That's fair, but we're in America, Andre.
That's fair.
First pitch to T.T. Bowens is grounded to the right side. Tough play for the second baseman. Aruda gloves and twirls while staying on his feet. Throws to first and gets Bowens in time. 4-3 put out as Cook advances to second base. Not an easy play by any metric for Aruda to have to lean down while maintaining his balance the entire time. Kept the ball within his range and threw out Bowens for the first out of the inning. Now we move on to Dante Williams. 196 average, 657 OPS. Scoreless game here in the top of the second, first pitch. Williams goes after it and fouls it off of home plate. Nothing in one to start. So, except for Billy Cook, every Bay Sox batter has attacked the first pitch. Have to imagine, considering that they're about to have their last off night of the season heading into the last game of the regular season, they might want to move a little quickly. 0-1. And Williams holds off on a high fastball for called strike. Nothing in two. Hers was a part of the Yammer-Crandelario trade. That sent the big league infielder to Chicago. Started the season with the Cubs AA affiliate, the Tennessee Smokies, in the Southern League. Here with Harrisburg, he's 1-2 with a 2.76 ERA in 7 games. 0-2 pitch to Williams. And it nearly gets his chin.
Shame that Tim Susnara isn't still with the Bay Sox. We could have had a heck of a scouting report.
That's fair. I wonder if the Bay Sox made any sort of call-up to Tim. Check in on what he might know. As the next is fouled back behind the plate.
count goes, or stays rather, at a ball and two strikes here on Williams. Because Tim is quite the smart cookie when it comes to finding out what opposing pitchers throw, or even pitchers that he's aware of throw. You recall how he caught the Bay Sox no-hitter in his debut as Williams flares one to left center field, Cruz tracking it easily. Center fielder makes the catch, and there's two away. Cook can't go anywhere from second base. But Susnara signed as a minor league free agent when Baltimore was in a pinch for minor league catching depth, made his first appearance with Bowie, catching the 12th no-hitter in franchise history. Started by Chase McDermott, followed by Easton Lucas and Nolan Hoffman. Move on now to Anthony Servideo. First pitch is called for strike, upper inside corner. It's nothing and one. Susnara learned what his first battery mate was going to throw to him by watching Chase McDermott on YouTube. Well, one pitch, and Servideo swings and misses on a high fastball. Count goes to nothing and two. 200 average for Servideo, 558 OPS in 70 games. 11 doubles, 1 triple, 2 homers, 21 runs batted in. So, we probably could have called up Susnara. See what he had to say about a former battery mate of his in hers. 0-2 pitch, fouled off left side. It's off of the umbrella there. Count stays at nothing and 2. Runner at second, two away, the pitch. Called strike three high. Servideo goes down looking. Leadoff walk for the Bay Sox, left stranded at second base on Herz's second strikeout. Scoreless game into the bottom of the second. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the Rofo Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the Rofo Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new Rofo Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the Rofo Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Bottom of the second inning here in Harrisburg as we've got a scoreless game still. First time we've really gotten to say that for a while. As Brendan Young continues on the mound for the Bay Sox. 17 pitches in a scoreless first around a couple of one-out singles. Got two flyouts to center to end the frame. Israel Pineda leads off. Andrew Pinckney and Jackson Clough will follow. First pitch popped up. Right side, foul ground. It's going to get out of play. And fall down onto the stands. Count starts out at nothing and one on the catcher. 158 average for Pineda, 435 OPS on the season in 27 games. Three doubles, no triples, one homer, nine runs batted in. Here's a grounder to short. As Anthony Servideo charges in and gloves at the knee, makes an easy toss over to first base in time. Two pitches for a quick 6-3 putout from Brandon Young. Andrew Pinckney to bat. 3-for-13 in his first three games here at AA. Fourth round pick by Washington just a couple of months ago. First pitch into him. And the ready. Watch his fastball for called strike. Upper outside corner. Nothing and one to start. I think it's a fair concept for Washington to be making so many of these promotions up to AA as early as they've thought to. The 0-1. Grounded up the middle past Servideo, a base hit. left center field before it's cut off by John Rhodes. A single for Pinckney. That's his fourth hit here at AA. He's got hits in back-to-back games now, as Young has allowed a one-out single in consecutive innings. Especially considering the college depth that the Nationals went in terms of their drafting strategy this year. So you've got more experienced bats. You can get them through single A and into high A faster. And if they're doing fine at high A, why not bring them up? First pitch here to Jackson Clough is called for strike upper inside corner. It's nothing and one. Get them that experience. Let them know what they're going to fail at double A. Because when you get to double A, you're going to fail for a bit. Very rarely. You need a generational talent to jump to AA and instantly succeed. Next pitch, fouled back by Clough. It's nothing at two. Let them know what they're going to fail at so they can focus on adjusting their game in their first professional offseason. 205 average for Clough, 724 OPS in 85 games. 13 doubles, 3 triples, 7 homers, 27 runs batted in. Here's a pickoff throw to first.
Of course, the Bay Sox wouldn't know anything about generational talents in AA, would they?
No, because they didn't draft a college player for their generational talent. They drafted a high school player.
Right.
So all of that point.
Everything out the window.
Yeah, none of that matters for Jackson Holliday. No, not at all. Not for Gunnar Henderson? No. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fastball outside. That's the second strikeout for Brandon Young. Yeah, the path for a high school player can obviously be a lot different, and something that Kyle Moore had spoken on at a couple of points, and something that Mike Elias had talked a little bit about when we spoke with him last week, kind of rang true as the first pitch to JT Arruda is called for strike outside edge, nothing and one. Arruda hitting .226, .686 OPS in 113 games, and that it's, while you do get 19-year-olds at this level every now and then, a lot of times they're international players who have been playing professionally since they were 16, sometimes even 15. Oh, one pitch. Runner takes off, and it's down and in for a ball. Throw to second. Bounces twice by Pavloni. By the time it gets there, Pinckney is already slid in and standing up. First stolen base here at AA for Pinckney. Pavloni has allowed 14 steals in 22 tries against. And now it's one ball and one strike on the switch hitter Arruda with two out and a runner at second. Yeah, so the generational aspect to get a 19-year-old or 20-year-old up here to AA after high school is incredible at points. 1-1, swing and a miss. Low breaking ball, it's one ball and two strikes now. But the path for those college players makes a little bit of sense. You can see the thinking there. For high school players, it can sometimes be different. Especially now that high school players don't start in rookie ball or short season A, since those levels don't exist. 1-2, fouled off left side. And since those levels aren't there anymore, they either start in the complex, which isn't necessarily too different, or they'll start with single A Delmarva, which is very different. One ball and two strikes on Arruda, the pitch. Check swing, pitch in the dirt. They're going to ask the third base umpire what he thinks. Evan Johnson, quick to respond, that Arruda held up. Two balls and two strikes here as Young is looking for a pair of scoreless frames here to start. Robert Hassel waiting on deck, top of the lineup. The wind is slowly dying down, still out to center field, a little bit to left center. 2-2 pitch. Bouncing ball, slowly hit to the left side, pass Young. Servideo will try to bare hand but can't make a play. That's the second infield single for Harrisburg today and their fifth in just the last two games. Pinckney goes to third. They stand at the corners with the top of the lineup into the box. Robert Hassel struck out swinging on a 1-2 pitch to start the first inning. This is just frustrating in ways that Bowie can't do anything about it. You can't pitch around infield singles in a lot of ways. First pitch to Hassel. And he watches fastball miss down and in. 1-0 to start. Scoreless game here in the bottom of the second inning. Bay Sox have scored first in all but one game this week. Their 8-5 loss two nights ago saw them trailing 4-0 after the first inning. Here's a pickoff throw to first. Tag is not close enough as Basayo isn't fully on the bag, and the slide from Aruda was actually pretty nice. Carried out a little bit toward right field to avoid a tag. Still got his hand in pretty quickly. Aruda has speed. Stays. No, he goes. The 1-0 is called for ball. Throw to second is late. No double steal, though. Pinckney stays put at third base. Aruda, though, swipes his 31st of the season, and we talked about this in our social media pregame, Andre, as the count to Hassel goes 2-0. This is very smart of Delino DeShields shaping the lineup this way to get the speedster Aruda on base. It already led to a couple of runs earlier this week. He can swipe second and set himself up to score on a potential simple base hit by the top of the lineup. Now the 2-0. Line drive up the middle base hit. Aruda will get the chance here as Pinckney already scores. Here comes Aruda. The throw is not anywhere close. It's a two RBI single for Robert Hassel, and Harrisburg leads 2-0. Back-to-back base knocks with two outs as Young has already allowed five hits today over just five outs recorded. And Bowie down by two here in the second with Dylan Cruz up to bat. 37 RBI on the season for Hassel. Young's allowed 12 hits just in his last 5 2/3 innings. Cruz had an infield single in the first inning. That fastball sat middle-middle as we get a pickoff throw over to first before we see a pitch. Like I said, you can avoid, well, you can't really do much to avoid infield singles. But I feel like there could have been a little bit more to avoid that single by Robert Hassel. First pitch to Cruz, and he nearly gets clipped. He did. Fastball up and in as Cruz tried to avoid it. Home plate umpire Kevin Manzik quick to make the call that it got his elbow guard. Barely, but it did. Hit by pitch. Puts Cruz to first, Hassel to second. That's the second hit batter by Brandon Young this season. Lengthy second continues for James Wood now with first and second two away. First pitch, and Wood watches called strike on it. Inside fastball, it's nothing and one to start. Single to left field for Wood back in the first inning. He got left at first base. But 2-0 Bay Sox trailing here in the bottom of the second inning. 0-1. And Wood nicks it foul off of home plate to run the count to nothing at two. Young already approaching 40 pitches with two outs here in the second. O-2 pitch. Fouled off again. Bay Sox did make a couple of roster moves ahead of today's game. Carlos Tavera placed on the development list. Didn't anticipate him to pitch for the remainder of the season anyway, so fair to clear up the roster space. Dan Hammer activated from the development list. Connor Loprich and Houston Roth up to AAA. Well, the Bay Sox added Kyle Brnovich and Gene Pinto from the injured list. Another 0-2 pitch. In there, strike three. Low changeup. Catches Wood looking. Two runners left on, but not before two come across to score. Two out, two RBI, single by Robert Hassel. And as we go to the third, Bowie trails 2-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green, Inc. is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green, Inc. can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green, Inc. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green, Inc., your lawn and pest team.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4377.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This season, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary or specialty care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Book an appointment online at luminoushealth.org. That's luminishealth.org.
Fans, don't forget about Wolf Wednesday every Wednesday night at Prince George's Stadium, one of many weekly promotions we hope to see return in 2024. First pitch to Gilbert Lara as we enter the third inning. Misses outside. It's 1-0 to start. 2-0 Bowie trails with 8-9-1 set to bat here in the third. Keep your eyes peeled to BaySox.com for ticket information and promotional info for the 2024 season as Lara pops up the next pitch out toward right field. Robert Hassel ranging to his right now with a late spurt at the last moment. He makes the catch, and there's one down. Connor Pavlone will bat, and then after that, the top of the lineup, Judd Fabian. That opening day, we look ahead to that when Reading will visit Prince George's Stadium. First time the Fightins will be in town since, oh, goodness. It's got to be 2021 at this point. It's the first pitch to Pavlone is called for strike down. It's nothing and one to start. April 5th. At Prince George's Stadium. A nice Friday. Next pitch, and Pavlone with a line shot to center field. Quick run down, and a good catch by Dylan Cruz. Did not need to dive on that line shot. Left the bat at 101 miles an hour, and DJ Herz is working quick once again. Four pitches for two outs. He's only thrown 21 pitches so far. He's not allowed a base hit on his first trip through the lineup. Here's Judd Fabian. First pitch into the right-hander, and Fabian watches it miss low. 1-0 to start. And again, keep your eyes peeled to BaySox.com for all the information you'll need on tickets and promotional info for next season. 1-0 pitch. High fastball misses. Two balls and no strikes on Fabian, who struck out swinging back in the first. This is only the second two-ball count for Herz. He walked Billy Cook to lead off the second inning and left him at second base. 2-0. High again. Fabian watches it the whole way. Three balls and no strikes. 2-0 Bowie trails here in the top of the third inning. They came from behind last night to win. That was just a one-run deficit. 3-0 pitch. And it's under the knees. A four-pitch walk to Fabian. Two-out base runner for the Bay Sox here in the third as Samuel Basayo will try and move him around. Coming from behind is something that the Bay Sox have been pretty good at here in 2023, especially in the back end. First pitch, and Basayo rips it out toward right center field. The first base hit of the day, splits the gap, nearly goes to the wall, gives Fabian a chance. It's picked in center by Cruz. Fabian's around third. The throw, it's late. RBI double for Samuel Basayo, his second here at AA. And the Bay Sox are on the board with their first hit and first run. It's a 2-1 game. That was a great play by Dylan Cruz in center field to cut the ball off from getting to the warning track. If he doesn't, that's a Basayo triple. Instead, it's just a double. He still is in scoring position as the tying run for Bowie. Their first base hit is Basayo's first double. And now John Rhodes will bat, trying to drive in that tying run. Herz comes set, splits the middle out of the stretch. First pitch, and Rhodes backs off on a low and in breaking ball. It's 1-0. Andre, they've got that tiny little train here on City Island that, what's it called, the Walnut Express, I think it is?
Yeah.
Just makes one lap around the larger half of the island away from the parking lot as the 1-0 is a liner into right center field. Another base hit. Basayo is not going to get the chance to score as Hassel picks it up on one fast hop and rips it back to the infield. Smart play by Kyle Moore holding the runner at third, but Rhodes has it in back-to-back games in three of his last four. Puts tying run to third with two outs for Billy Cook to try and drive in. Believe it or not, in 2 years with Bowie, today's the first day that I actually saw the train in operation. I guess it's all about timing, and once you get to the island a little bit later in the day, it's probably shut down. I had a couple of families on there, and that thing is tiny. I'm taller than the train. First pitch to Cook is called for strike. Fastball right down Broadway. It's nothing and one to start.
It doesn't always get the same appeal that the roller coaster in Altoona does for.
Well, you also can't see it from the ballpark.
Nah.
Here's the 0-1. High fastball called for strike. It's nothing and two here on Cook. Billy walked in a full count back in the second inning. I will say one big positive, though, for the train here in Harrisburg is that it doesn't give me a slipped disc as the curve coaster does. 0-2 pitch. High fastball, a little too high this time as Cook lets it go by. One ball and two strikes. Every time I talk about the coaster, I forget its name. Skyliner. There we go.
Yeah.
Skyliner out in Altoona. 1-2 pitch, and Cook swings and misses. Tried to hold up on a low and a breaking ball, but could not. And the Bay Sox strand tying run at third. But they do get a run across in their first two hits, as Samuel Basayo has his first extra base hit here in AA. We go to the bottom of the third, a 2-1 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the third inning here in Harrisburg. We've got a slight delay as looks like something had come in from the right field bar into right center field. Dante Williams had to go fish it off of the warning track and give it back to the fan. But now we're ready. First pitch to Yohandy Morales is swung on and missed high. It's nothing and one to start. At least gave me a little bit of a breather to catch up on where we're at. As Bowie trails 2-1, Brandon Young is back to work. That was the 39th pitch he's thrown. The next is bounced up the third baseline, foul. It was a 21-pitch second inning for Young, as he's ahead on Morales 0-2. Morales flew out to center field back in the first inning. Young definitely just wanting to limit the base hits here in the third. He's already given up 5. 0-2 offering. Down and away, 1-2. Well, Harrisburg's official scorer, Andy Linker, he's very good at his job. Pays attention to a lot of trends, even better than I do. He brought up a note during the last half inning as the 1-2 is flared into right center field. Going to be a tough play for Fabian. Dives and can't make the catch. Off of his glove, rolls in front, and rule it a base hit for Yohandy Morales. That adds on to the tally that Harrisburg has not had an extra base hit in a very long time as they collect their 6th hit today, all singles, all 13 hits last night for the Sens were singles. Their last extra base hit was Yohandy Morales' double in the bottom of the 7th inning 2 nights ago. First pitch to Trey Lipscomb is swung on and missed outside. It's nothing and one to start. Lipscomb flew out to center field back in the first inning, as Young has already allowed 6 hits today, but again, all for just one base. 0-1, blasted in the air, deep left center field. Williams will jog down for it. He makes the catch. I lost that one in the sun myself, Andre, and there's one away. Did the Bay Sox have an extra base hit yesterday? They did. Jed Fabian had a two RBI double in the second inning. That was the game's only extra base hit out of 22 total. Makes sense why the game lasted 2 hours and 57 minutes. Here's Israel Pineda, a pickoff throw to get this plate appearance started. It's late. That was probably the snappiest of all the throws and tags that we've seen over the last couple of days from Bowie pitchers, to be quite honest with you. As Morales leans off of first, and the first pitch is popped up. Right side, foul ground. Basayo navigating for room on the warning track. Leans over the railing and makes the catch. What a nifty play by Samuel Basayo. Fortunately, I had the presence of mind to stand up and make sure I could see him because we had an obstructed view on that one, Andre. But Basayo, really with some range. How tall is Samuel anyway? I've not even checked. He really had to stretch out for that one. He is 6'3". That definitely helped. And now Andrew Pinckney will bat. First pitch called for strike low. It's nothing and one to start. Pinckney singled, stole second, and score back in the second inning. Oh, and it's a shame that on the video feed of that play, the Harrisburg dugout obstructs the view. Next pitch. Misses down, runner with a secondary lead. Stays put as the ball ate up a little bit of dirt. Morales has not attempted a steal yet here at Double-A. That's really one of the few spots where the view is actually obstructed here in Harrisburg, too. It's a shame. That was a great play by Basayo. 1-1. Bouncer out towards short. Servideo gloves and underhands to Cook. That's second to force out Morales, ending the inning. Leadoff single, not much to show for it from Harrisburg. Young with a scoreless frame, and Andre has the play-by-play when we come up for the fourth. Bowie trails by one. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Kick off the top of the fourth inning here from FNB Field in Harrisburg. The Bay Sox trail the Harrisburg Senators by a 2-1 scoreline. T.T. Bowens set the leadoff for Bowie. Dante Williams and Anthony Servideo will follow. It's 5-6-7 in the Bowie lineup. Second time through against D.J. Herz. Left-hander continues on the mound for Harrisburg. The first pitch to Bowens. Right-handed hitting D.H. is low, a fastball. Starts him out ahead 1-0. Bowens is 0-1 today. Bounced out to the second baseman first time. As the 1-0 pitch is a line drive on the right side of the infield over the head of the second baseman, Arruda, into right for a base hit. Bowens has been swinging a hot bat since coming off the injured list, his fourth hit this week. And a leadoff base runner aboard for Bowie for the first time today. Second time, scratch that, with Billy Cook's walk in the second. Third hit overall for the Bay Sox as it brings up Dante Williams. Left-hander's 0-1. Fly ball out to center field. First pitch is popped foul out of play left side. Nothing and one. Hurs continues on the mound for the Senators, number 16 Nationals prospect. First time that Bowie has seen him after being dealt to Washington at the deadline from the Chicago Cubs organization. Third base plays in as the next pitch is a jam shot over towards shortstop. Smartly playing it on one hop as Clough steps on the second base bag and throws to first in time for a double play. That was heads up from Jackson Clough. He had the ability to rush in and catch that blooper on the fly, but in order to double off Bowens at second base, he let it drop on one hop right in front of him, just one step away from the second base bag. He just stepped on the bag and flung a sidearm toss over. Six unassisted, three on the twin killing. The bases are empty with two down for Anthony Servideo. Left-handed hitter Servideo, 0-for-1 today. Strikeout his first time, and the first pitch of this lefty-on-lefty matchup is a high fastball. Servideo starts ahead 1-0. Open stance, he wiggles the bat off his left shoulder, and the next pitch is a line drive over to second. Arruda had it played perfectly, slightly shaded and shallow right. Second baseman makes a catch, and it's a 1-2-3 frame for DJ Hurs. On the bottom of the fourth, Bowie trails 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Rams Head on Stage, live music, good seats, no lines, affordable tickets, craft beer, and great food. Served right to your table with a special on-stage menu. Check out the concert calendar at ramsheadonstage.com. Rams Head on Stage is located at 33 West Street in downtown Annapolis. It's the local and convenient way to experience national bands live in Annapolis. Call the box office now at 410-268-4545 or visit ramsheadonstage.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Bottom of the fourth from FNB Field in Harrisburg in this penultimate game of the 2023 season. The Bowie Bay Sox trail the Harrisburg Senators 2-1. Right-hander Brandon Young, the starter for Bowie, continues on the mound. The first pitch to Jackson Clough, left-handed hitting shortstop, is just a bit high, a fastball. Maybe a tad inside as well as the count goes 1-0 to open. Behind Clough is a switch hitter, JT Arruda, and then another lefty, Robert Hassel III, as the next pitch is served foul out of play left side. Up towards the sweet area seating above the netting behind home. Count goes to 1-1 now. Clough is 0-for-1 today. He struck out swinging in the second. One of three so far for Brandon Young. The 1-1 pitch. He's just a bit inside. Another fastball. Runs the count to 2-1. Bowie trailing by a run. Bay Sox conceded two in the bottom of the second and then scored one in the top of the third. Check swing. They'll peel down to third. He went around, according to third base umpire Evan Johnson. It's an off-speed delivery from Young that might have clipped the top of the zone regardless, but it does run the count to 2-2 here to Clough on what was called a swing. The pitch is a swing and just a piece. In and out of the mid of the catcher, Pavloni. Couldn't quite get the squeeze on a high fastball, so the count stays at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Right-hander back set out of the windup, off to the first base side of the mound. Kicks high and fires home. Off-speed low, a changeup. And runs the count full here to Clough. Here's the payoff pitch. And it's popped foul out of play. Left side once again. Count stays full. Of course, the Bay Sox are looking for a strong close here to 2023. Bowie can win its last two games. They'll finish the season 500. Even record of 69-69. The 3-2 is down low for ball four. Another changeup that Clough wouldn't chase below the knees. First walk for Brandon Young. Leadoff man aboard for Harrisburg. Second consecutive inning that the Senators can say that. Here's JT Arruda. Well, this has been a part of the Harrisburg lineup that has given the Bay Sox some trouble here this week. JT Arruda, no stranger to that. The first pitch to the switch hitter, batting lefty, is a called strike. Off speed just over the inside corner, and it's nothing and one. Arruda singled and scored the first run of the game for Harrisburg. Comes back in the second. 0-1. This is high a fastball, one ball and one strike. But Arruda has been a big table setter at the bottom of the Harrisburg lineup all week long. Did sit out of the lineup one night, but he's currently 5-for-10 this week with 3 walks. Batted either 8th or 9th in every game so far this week. The 1-1's fouled back a fastball, one ball and two strikes. So a big out to get here if you're Brandon Young. Just the production that Harrisburg's gotten from the top 3 hitters in its lineup all week, when it's come to driving runs in. You don't want multiple base runners on. Shortstop Servideo is pinched towards the bag. Cook deep in the hole at second, playing the switch hitter to pull. Next pitch. It's served over towards third base. Lara fields well off the bag. On to Servideo for one. The turn to first is not in time. However, the throw from Lara to Servideo 5-6 is enough to erase the lead runner in Clough. So Ruda reaches on a fielder's choice. Bay Sox will trade a base runner for an out. One down as the lineup card flips over for Robert Hassel III. There are plenty of bodies stirring in the Bowie bullpen. One of them has just gotten up and started throwing. As Hassel steps up to the dish. Two-run single for Robert Hassel III in the second. He's 1-for-2 today. First pitch. And the left-hander scalds one over on one hop towards the second baseman, Cook. Now on to Servideo for one. This time to throw to first is in time. Beautifully turned by the Bowie infield. 4-6-3. Double play. Helps Brandon Young face the minimum in the bottom half of the fourth. On to the fifth. Bowie trails 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Are you a sailor, power boater, angler, or kayaker? Or do you just like puttering around on your boat? No matter how you enjoy boats and boating, join Captain Rick and Captain Scott on Saturday mornings at 9 for the WNAV Boat Show, brought to you by Boat US, the country's largest association of recreational boaters. You'll hear interesting guests, up-to-date fishing reports, and good talk about boating. It's the WNAV Boat Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient first difference? Our name says it all. We put the patient first in everything we do. If you're sick or hurt, we want to help you get better and feel better too. We offer a warm smile when you walk in our doors and a warm blanket if you're cold or need a little extra comfort. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Off the top half of the fifth inning here at FNB Field in Harrisburg. The first pitch is swung on and missed, a fastball, and it's nothing and one here to open. It's 8-9-1 scheduled to bat in this frame for Bowie as the Bay Sox trail 2-1. Next pitch misses down, and the count's even at a ball and a strike. Left-hander Hurs continues on the mound for Harrisburg. The 1-1 to Lara is high a fastball. Two balls and one strike here. As Bowie trails 2-1. Nicely turned double play, 4-6-3 in the last half frame. Now Brandon Young faced the minimum as the Bay Sox do have right-handed action up in their bullpen. The next pitch is popped up. Playable right side. Morales, the first baseman, gives way to the second baseman, Arruda. A couple struts into shallow right, and he makes the catch on the outfield grass for out number one. Lara 0-for-2 today with a couple of pop-outs. It brings up Connor Pavloni. Connor Pavloni. Catcher in the ninth spot for Bowie today is 0 for 1. He scalded a line drive first time up, but it hung up just long enough for Dylan Cruz to flag down in center field. First pitch here is called a strike, and it's nothing in one. Hers is working quickly. The next to Pavloni. Check swing down. They'll peel down to first. He held up. Change up that sunk below the knees, and the count's 1-1. Next pitch on the way as Hers delivers out of the windup. It bounces in over the shoulder of the catcher Pineda to the backstop. Two balls and one strike now. It's been a long season for Connor Pavloni. Lengthy stint on the injured list. Also some time on the development list as well for Bowie, but has really started to come around here in the later portions of 2023. The 1-1 is fouled straight back, 2-1, pardon me, as the count now goes even. Pavloni broke out of a big hitless skid during the Bay Sox two-week road trip with a go-ahead double in extra innings in Erie. And what the time was a big win for Bowie in their second-half playoff push. He also clobbered his first double-A home run earlier this week. Bowie's first win of the series on Wednesday. Big two-run shot well out down the left field line. The 2-2 here is hit down the left field line again and falls in for a base hit. Sinking liner over the head of the shortstop Clough falls in front of the left fielder Pinckney. And Connor Pavloni has his second hit of the week. One out single to flip over the lineup card here in the fifth. Fourth hit overall for the Bay Sox, and it'll bring up Judd Fabian. Third time through the lineup here for Bowie. Fabian's 0-1 with a walk and a run scored. The first pitch is a called strike. Fastball nestles into the top of the zone. It's 0-1 to Fabian. Next pitch from Hers is called a strike again. That time, more center cut on the fastball, and it's nothing in two. It's Kyle Brnovich getting loose for Bowie. He's since sat down the right-hander, so we'll see if this is it for Brandon Young. As the next pitch to Fabian is cut on a miss. Three-pitch strikeout there. Another fastball, that time on the outer third from Hers as he picks up his fourth strikeout. Quickly two down as we continue to motor on our way on what has been a beautiful Saturday afternoon for baseball here in Pennsylvania's capital. Here's Samuel Basayo, first pitch of this lefty-on-lefty matchup. And the first baseman takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Basayo scorched a ball into the right center alleyway for an RBI double. His second double-A RBI, his first extra base hit at the level for the top 50 prospect. Next pitch is up and away. Now in a hitter's count at two balls and no strikes. With Pavloni on first, two down. Bay Sox trailing 2-1 here in the top of the fifth. Hers sets, looks back runner at first, and now the lefty steps off the back of the mound. Wipes sweat from brow before retoeing the rubber. Basayo has picked up right where he left off at high A with a big start here in double A. Six for his first 14 as he waves and misses there. Counts 2-1 now on a center cut breaking ball. Took a big hack, just came up empty on the swing. Here's the 2-1. It's called a strike. Changeup falls into the top of the zone, and it's quickly 2-2. Basayo had a 8-game hitting streak that closed out his time with the Aberdeen Ironbirds, where he was hitting over 500 with 7 home runs. The 2-2 pitch is just off the plate, a fastball. Basayo watched it all the way too far inside, and now the count rides full. Just two walks for Hers today compared to his 4 strikeouts. As Basayo awaits the payoff, and it's inside for ball 4. Very close pitch into the lower quadrant of the strike zone, but good plate discipline from the number 5 Orioles prospect. Third walk for Hers as Pavloni advances to second base, and there's 2 on with 2 outs for John Rhodes. Rhodes is 1-for-2 today. The first pitch to him is a called strike. Nothing in one to open up to John. Singled last time up in the third inning, was left stranded over at first base. Here's the next, and it's fouled back quickly, nothing in two. Hers has allowed a couple of base runners here in this frame, including the 2-out walk to Basayo. Bowie trying to make him pay. The Bay Sox look for a tying run out there in scoring position now in the form of Connor Pavloni. 0-2 is fouled back again. Another high fastball, and the count stays to Rhodes. Hers is up to 64 pitches as things currently stand. 0-2. Rhodes watches it bounce in. Won't get a change on the slider that time. Walked by the catcher, Pineda. Counts 1-2 now. Right-hander back of the box. Leaves bat head out in front of his helmet before twirling it off his right shoulder. The 1-2 is a swing and a miss. Slider outside got him that time. Fifth strikeout for DJ Hers as the Bay Sox strand a pair here in the top half of the fifth. On to the bottom half, they still trail 2-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you can't stand the heat, you can get out of the kitchen. But how do your employees keep their cool under the blazing sun? Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent heat-related injuries by making sure your crews start physically demanding work early in the day, drink plenty of water, and take frequent breaks. You'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your employees home safely because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit ceiwc.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack? You know, hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
Wolfman Jack.
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
If you have an appetite for saving money, then you should get the Rofo Rewards app from Royal Farms. Use the Rofo Rewards app to place mobile orders for pickup or delivery and earn royalty points to redeem for free stuff. And right now, new Rofo Rewards members will get a free any size coffee for signing up. You can download the Rofo Rewards app at the Apple App Store or Google Play today. You'll find it's a very app-ealing app to have. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Well, a pitching change for the Bay Sox here as we head to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Day is done for Brandon Young after four frames. As he gives way to Kyle Brnovich. Right-hander who was activated off the injured list today for Bowie. He'll relieve the right-hander and Young. Set the face 2-3-4 in the Harrisburg lineup. First pitch to Dylan Cruz is called a strike. Fastball pumps in right to the center of the zone, and it's nothing and one. Brnovich takes over. Righty on righty matchup here against Cruz before James Wood will bat. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Off speed down, and it's nothing and two here to Cruz. Bowie trailing 2-1. Cruz has reached twice today. Singled in the first and was hit by a pitch in the second. Bay Sox looking to undo that two-run second of Harrisburg's. As the next pitch is bounced foul up the third baseline. Count stays at nothing and two. Next pitch is hit hard on the ground towards third. Backhanded deep behind the bag by Gilbert Lara. Still plenty of time to charge up a throw to first. 5-3 across the diamond to retire Cruz for the first time this afternoon. Kyle Brnovich, a 6'2", 190-pound right-hander on the mound now for the Bay Sox. Here in 2023 with Bowie. He's pitched 12 innings, allowed 11 earned runs. Four home runs on four walks, 17 strikeouts, and a .250 average. The first pitch to James Wood is home run number five. Launched deep into the seats to left field. It is gone. In opposite field, solo home run for James Wood. Harrisburg has gotten back its two-run cushion. It's 3-1 Senators here in the bottom of the fifth on his 18th home run of the season for James Wood here in Double A. .336 into the seats in left field. 97 miles an hour off the bat for the solo shot from Wood. Now the next pitch to Yohandy Morales is skied foul right side. A look from Judd Fabian in right field, but he gets out of play. Nothing in one here to open to Morales. Again, that's the fifth home run Brnovich has allowed for the Bay Sox here in just over 12 innings of work. Ready on ready matchup against Morales, who's 1-for-2 today. The next pitch, low and away, and the count's 1-1. Right-hander looking to settle back in now. The next pitch is called a strike. Just above the knees and off speed. It's 1-2 here to Morales. Final line on Brandon Young, 4 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, both earned on a walk and 4 strikeouts. As the next pitch is fouled off. Able to stay alive and keep the count 1-2. Young did hit a batter as well. Right-hander, though, was limited with 61 pitches, 44 strikes through those 4 frames as he continues to work his way back, rebuilding that arm strength from Tommy John surgery. Next pitch to Morales is too far outside, and the count goes to 2-2. Right-hander sets. Kicks off the first base side of the mound, out of the windup, and it's grounded hard to third. Gilbert Lara dive, jabs at it with the glove, but can't look it in. Kicks off the heel of his glove, rolls over into foul territory on the third base side, but it is a base hit for Yohandy Morales. Now 2-for-3 today. One out base runner for Harrisburg, now leading by 2 runs, and it brings up Trey Lipscomb. Well, Kyle Brnovich, very similar to the arm that he follows in Brandon Young. As the first pitch to Trey Lipscomb, who's 0-for-2 today. Brushes him off the plate, inside breaking ball. And Lipscomb starts ahead 1-0. Brnovich also making his way back from Tommy John surgery as he gets back here to Double-A Bowie. 1-0 is hit hard on the ground towards shortstop. Servideo gloves. There's a second for one. Cook's turn onto first is slightly up the line, but Basayo, the first baseman's able to hold the bag. Second double play in as many innings for the Bay Sox this time. A 6-4-3 twin killing as the sides retired here in the bottom of the fifth. But not before Harrisburg retakes its 2-run lead. A solo home run from James Wood. We're on to the sixth inning. Bowie trails 3-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At Luminous Health, we're covering all the bases when it comes to scheduling your healthcare appointments. Services like primary care, orthopedics, physical therapy, and imaging are available to book online from your phone, tablet, or computer. We'll help you find an appointment at a location and time that works for you, because at Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Visit luminoushealth.org. That's LUMINISHealth.org to schedule today.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. As two of the country's leading orthodontists, Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurances. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Now back to Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV.
Well, Billy Cook's at the leadoff here for the Bowie Bay Sox in the top half of the sixth inning as they trail 3-1 to the Harrisburg Senators. The first pitch to Cook is skied in the air. Left side, third baseman Lipscomb looks to have it measured up as he takes 2 steps into foul ground behind the third base bag. He makes the catch. So Cook retired on just 1 pitch in what continues to be a very efficient afternoon for the left-hander on the mound for Harrisburg, DJ Herz. Already threw 5 for just his second time in a Senators uniform. He could be in line to get his second Senators win as it stands right now. Here's T.T. Bowens with 1 out and the bases empty. First pitch to him. It's a fastball up and outside. It's 1-0 to start. Bowens is 1-for-2 today as hers has allowed just four base hits to the Bay Sox so far. Next pitch is a called strike. Fastball dots the outside edge, and it's 1-1 to Bowens. Behind Bowens is Dante Williams, as Bowie looks to get the bats back going here in the sixth. Next pitch is too far inside, a fastball. Bowens lifting his arms up and out of the way in the righty box. Count goes to 2-1. Hers, though, working with a frivolous pace on the mound. The next pitch already coming in, and it's low. Changeup that time doesn't yield a chase, and it's 3-1. Hitters count here to Bowens, who's already homered off a left-hander this week. Career average in three professional seasons, over 300 against left-handed pitching. Here's the 3-1, and it's a swing and a miss. Challenge fastball, that time on the inner third. Rides the count full as Bowens cuts through it. Right-handed bat asks for time, with hers already standing on the rubber, ready to go. Kicks some dirt off the mound as Bowens resets in the righty box. Works about straight away on the mound. Whips the left arm back before firing crossbody home. Here's a 3-2, and it's a swing and a miss. Another fastball that Bowens cuts through. It's the sixth strikeout for DJ Hers. Two up, two down for Bowie here in the top of the sixth. Base is empty with two down as Dante Williams now comes to bat. 0 for 2 day for Dante as the first pitch is called a strike. Fastball zips right down the middle of the plate. It's nothing in one. Williams looking to extend his 20-game on-base streak. He's flown out the center field so far and bounced into a double play. Next pitch is low, a fastball. No chase in. It's 1-1. An ultimate game of this 2023 regular season for both sides. When it's a bright, sunny Saturday afternoon here at the ballpark in FMB Field in Harrisburg. 1-1, misses low. It's 2-1 now to Williams. Yeah, hers hasn't gone particularly deep into games since joining Harrisburg. This is just his second time completing five innings, as mentioned. But the pitch count has kept them low, as the next pitch to Williams is blasted out into right field, but it's going to hang up. Right fielder Hassel barely has to move a muscle as he lifts high overhead and makes the catch. It's another 1-2-3 inning for DJ Hers, as he has worked quickly here today. On to the bottom of the sixth. Bowie still trails 3-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to BaySox.com.
Listen Tuesday mornings at 8:50 during WNAV's Good Morning Annapolis for Your Estate Matters. You'll hear weekly tips from the estate planning and elder law attorneys from Sinclair Prosser Gager. They'll keep you up to date on the latest information on how to handle the very important matters of your estate or that of a loved one. That's Tuesday morning at 8:50 for Your Estate Matters from Sinclair Prosser Gager on WNAV. And anytime on demand at 1430WNAV.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Your exclusive home for Bay Sox baseball is Capital Gold WNAV.
Israel Pineda set the leadoff in the home half of the sixth inning as Kyle Brnovich, the right-hander, continues on the mound here for the Bowie Bay Sox. Bowie trails 3-1 to the Harrisburg Senators here on this Saturday afternoon. First pitch of a righty-on-righty matchup to Pineda. And it misses just up a fastball. Looks like it could have caught part of the zone, but it's 1-0 to start. Pineda is 0-2 today. Ground out and a pop out into foul ground his last time up. The next pitch from Brnovich is called a strike. Fastball that time just above the knees, evens the count at 1-1. Behind Pineda is Andrew Pinckney and Jackson Clough, 6-7-8 in the Harrisburg lineup. As Brnovich working quickly out of the windup, the 1-1 is a swing and a miss. Slider broke one away from Pineda, who swung through it as the count goes to 1-2. Solo home run in the bottom of the fifth in an introductory inning for Brnovich. Gave Harrisburg its two-run edge back as the next pitch. Too far inside a breaking ball. 2-2 here to Pineda. Deep breath from the right-hander. Here's the 2-2. Inside, nearly hit the batter. Now a changeup brushes the right-handed hitting Pineda off the plate. Now the count's full. Batter will take time here before Brnovich can fire the payoff. Long pause before the bat steps back into the right-handed box. Brnovich lifts arms high overhead with black long sleeves underneath the orange jersey top. Now kicks and deals home. The 3-2 bounces in for ball four. First walk for Brnovich, just the second for Bay Sox pitching. Leadoff man aboard for Harrisburg as Pineda's reached for the first time this afternoon. Nobody out, runner on first. Here's Andrew Pinckney. First pitch to the right-handed hitting outfielder, who's 1-for-2 today, is called a strike. Slider broke into the top of the zone. It's nothing and one to Pinckney. Singled and scored along with stealing a base in the second. Hit into a fielder's choice to end the bottom half of the third. Next pitch. And Pinckney pops it foul. Just above us. Slightly off to the right side of home plate. It's nothing and two. Just the fourth double-A game for Pinckney. There are a couple of Senators in the lineup here just getting a fresh taste at the double-A level, as we talked about this week. Three position players in the Harrisburg lineup today that were drafted this year in 2023. 0-2, swing and a miss. He got him. Slider low and away again as Brnovich picks up his first strikeout. One down here in the sixth. Kyle Brnovich can tunnel that off-speed well with his fastball. He can get back to the best version of himself. One out, a runner on first. Here's Jackson Clough. 0-for-1 day with a walk, and the first pitch is lined into right field, but foul. Nearly 106 miles an hour off the bat of Jackson Clough, but he was just unable to pull that inner third changeup in between the lines. It's nothing in one as Brnovich gets ahead. Right-hander dangles down the right arm with the glove pinned to his left pec before he comes set. Slide step out of the stretch, and it's a called strike. Another changeup, this time towards the bottom of the zone to Clough. It's quickly nothing in two. Runner at first, not being held on particularly aggressively by Basayo as the 0-2 pitch misses too far outside. Same pitch, just couldn't get the chase from Clough as the count goes 1-2. Pickoff throw to first. Again, Basayo, foot not on the bag, just kind of hovering around in front of it as Pineda gets back with a head first dive. Now the 1-2 pitch to Clough. As high and outside, 2-2. But talking about Brnovich and just where he was before Tommy John surgery, as Connor Pavloni is taking time and he's signaling over towards the Bay Sox dugout. Maybe something with his mitt here as he's taking it off his catching hand, just holding it down next to him in his throwing hand. And he does go to toss his mitt into the dugout. So perhaps something had burst on his catcher's mitt. He's going to get a fresh one. Very abrupt stoppage. But thankfully, no worse for the wear. Just a slight equipment malfunction. The count's 2-2 here to Clough with one out, runner on first. Bowie trailing 3-1 here in the bottom of the sixth. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Went upstairs with the off-speed that time. The changeup, Brnovich collects back-to-back strikeouts. His first two of the afternoon, there's two down. And again, you talk about that strikeout stuff for Brnovich. Worked with him collegiately when he was at Elon and received All-American honors. Struck out nearly 12 batters per nine. As the first pitch here to JT Arruda's call to strike, nothing in one. It's what really had him coveted as a big piece that the Orioles had traded for. Next pitch. It's popped foul. Switching Aruda. Has reached twice today, but he's down in the count now, 0-2. As Brnovich was acquired in a trade with the Los Angeles Angels organization in 2019. Oddly enough, the second arm this year that was a part of the Angels organization but never appeared professionally for them. The other one was Garrett Stallings. As the 0-2 is outside, 1-2. But if Brnovich can find that strikeout stuff that he had throughout his early professional career and in his collegiate days, he'll get back to form rather quickly. 1-2 is outside again. 2-2. Aruda steps back into the lefty box, twirls bat head a couple times. Wiggles it out in front of home plate as Brnovich sets up the belt. 2-2. Popped up. Could be playable left side. Pavloni sheds the mask, racing up against the padding behind home. Over towards the Bay Sox on deck circle. It's about three rows deep into the seats. The count stays 2-2 here to Aruda. Not a cloud in sight here in the Saturday afternoon at FMB Field in Harrisburg. Slight shadows, not cast too far across the infield. As the next is popped up. This time is playable. Shallow left field. Going to be a long track as Lara, the third baseman, comes out. But he's called off by the left fielder, John Rhodes. Was playing Aruda to pull, but is able to make up the ground, make the catch in shallow left field. Scoreless frame for Kyle Brnovich as we head on to the seventh inning. Matt Sabatis will take you the rest of the way. Bowie trails 3-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
So, you drive a European model car. You like the design, smooth ride, and trendy technology. But when it comes to service, where do you go? It's time to try Tritech. That's Tritech Automotive on Hudson Street in Annapolis. The ASE-certified team at Tritech handles all models, but their special focus is European. And now, Tritech offers Saturday service by appointment. You can even make your appointment online at TritechAuto.net. For superior automotive performance, try Tritech. 410-224-4300.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1360. Or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Well, back in for the seventh inning here at FMB Field in Harrisburg, a 3-1 ball game with the Bay Sox trying to bite back, as they'll have to do so against a new pitcher. Cole Henry takes over for the Senators. First pitch in, Anthony Servideo misses too far inside. Fastball gets us started at 1-0. 7, 8, and 9 set to bat for Bowie with Servideo, then Gilbert Lara and Connor Pavloni, as the right-hander Henry brings in the next, and it's fouled off left side. 1-1. Servideo 0-2 on the day, a strikeout and a lineout. DJ Herz, a quality start in line for his second win here with the Senators, as Bowie trails by 2. 1-1 pitch, line drive right center field, tailing in for a base hit. Right in front of Robert Hassel in right, Servideo breaks out of a three-game hitless skid, and an 0-14 start to this series. He has a leadoff single here in the seventh. Gilbert Lara to bat now, representing the tying run for Bowie. Hurst struck out 6 batters, walked 3. Only run he gave up was a string of 2-out base runners in the third. Walked Judd Fabian, gave up a double to Samuel Basayo. First pitch here to Lara is called for strike. Right down Broadway. Starts to count out at nothing and 1. 0-2 day for Lara. Flew out to right field in the third. Popped out to second base in the fifth. Here's the next. And it's down and away. 1-1. But it makes way for Cole Henry, 6'4", 215-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Florence, Alabama. Second-round draft selection by Washington back in 2020. Next pitch, and Lara waves and misses on a low curveball. Much too far ahead of the pitch as it goes to 1-2 now. Henry has just 9 appearances with the Sens, though, an 0-2 record and a 10.90 ERA. 17 and one-thirds innings. 1-2 offering, and Lara lets it go down and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henry has struck out 20 batters and walked 13. He's allowed 5 home runs, 3 to lefties, 2 to righties. Right-handers have been getting on base tons against him this season. 2-2. And Lara bounces it to the shortstop. Double play ball opportunity. Clough goes to Arruda, but a tough transfer. He still gets it to Morales in time for the twin killing. Lots of ground balls today. That is the 4th double play that we've seen turned. Each team has brought home 2 as Lara bounces into his 5th of the season, a 6-4-3 affair. And there's already 2 gone here in the 7th as Connor Pavlone will bat. Pavlone 1-for-2, first pitch in, and the righty watches fastball miss down and away, 1-0 to start. Lined out to center field in the 3rd, singled to left in the 5th, and got left at 2nd base. Here's the next, and he swings and misses. Fastball inside, and the count evens at a ball and a strike. One. At the knees for called strike. 1 ball and 2 strikes now. As Pavlone shakes his head. There's a bit of a heavy sigh with the count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. A little bit of action in the Bowie bullpen as well as the next pitch. It's too far outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kyle Brnovich has thrown 2 innings. Gave up a home run to the 2nd batter he saw. Looks like Gene Pinto is tossing in the Bowie bullpen. 2-2. Reaches forward and rolls it slowly over to short. 2 hops for Jackson Clough to pick up in the baseline. Throws high to first, and Morales can't corral it. Now, Clough did not get a good run in on that ball. Rushed the throw because of that and commits an error. It's his 10th of the season in 39 games at shortstop. Extends the inning. If Bowie can get any runs across, they'd be unearned. Goes back to the top of the lineup now for Judd Fabian, who's 0-for-2 with a walk. He scored Bowie's only run back in the 3rd. First pitch in from Henry, and Fabian watches called strike. Breaking ball on the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. Early start, though, and Henry really seems to be attacking the zone well. 0-1 pitch. Called strike again. Bit generous on an inside curveball, but it does run the count to nothing and 2. Fabian's strikeout rate has been dipping for the Bay Sox, but you've got to imagine him rejoining the team in 2024. Strikeouts are going to be a big part of his development, limiting them while focusing on balls in play. 0-2 pitch. Down and away. 1 ball and 2 strikes now. Pinto has sat down in the Bowie bullpen. Expect Brnovich to potentially come back out for the 7th. 1-2. Called strike 3. High fastball as Fabian watched all 3 pitches to put him back on the bench. A single and an error. Bowie comes up empty in the 7th, and we stretch here at FNB Field. Bay Sox trail by 2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, On the Green Ink is a proud sponsor of the Bowie Bay Sox and provides custom lawn care and pest control services with guaranteed results for commercial and residential properties in your community. On the Green Ink can turn your sand lot into a lush ballpark, just like the Bay Sox. Mention this ad and receive 50% off your first lawn care or pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Ink. Reach us today at 410-695-0444 or visit our website, onthegreeninc.com. Let's go, Bay Sox, and On the Green Ink, your lawn and pest team.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold, WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Prescriptions on site. Patient First carries prescription medications for most urgent care conditions, so you can walk out with your prescription in hand, head home, and start feeling better sooner. It's yet another way we offer convenient care that fits your busy schedule. Learn about all of the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
Pitching change for the Bay Sox as we move on to the bottom of the seventh inning here at FNB Field in Harrisburg. Gene Pinto is back for Bowie. Brief stint on the injured list, one rehab appearance with High A, and here he faces off the top of the Harrisburg lineup. First pitch to Robert Hassel is bounced over towards second base. Billy Cook nearly overran the ball, picks it up low, and throws to first easily in time. But one pitch and one quick out for Pinto on his jump back up here to Double A. As Kyle Brnovich is done for the day, two innings, two hits, one run it was earned. He struck out two, walked a batter, and allowed a home run. He's not the pitcher of record. Brandon Young is still the losing pitcher at the moment for Bowie. First pitch to Dylan Cruz is called for strike on the outside edge of the zone, nothing in one. Cruz is one for two on the day with a single, a hit-by-pitch, and a ground out. Pinto quickly fires the next, and it's up and in a fastball, one ball and one strike. Gene Pinto, a 5'11", 175-pound right-hander. Seen plenty of Los Angeles Angels acquisitions for Bowie today. First Brnovich, now Pinto, who was traded over in 2020. Next pitch called for strike on the inside edge, 1-2. That was actually the same deal, wasn't it? Yeah. Brought over Garrett Stallings, brought over Gene Pinto, brought over Kyle Brnovich. The 1-2 pitch. Line drive to center field. Williams chasing it down but can't get there. One hop in front of him as Cruz has his second hit of the day, a one-out single here in the seventh inning. Pinto had a brief rehab appearance with High A Aberdeen. Saw him throw two scoreless innings with only one hit and two strikeouts against Greenville last week. This is his first appearance for Bowie since making two outings in the Portland homestand at the start of August. He started the Sunday game. Fired three innings, gave up six runs, two earned. First pitch to James Wood, misses down and inside, 1-0 to start. 2-for-3 day for Wood, solo home run in the fifth inning for his 18th of the season. Three of them have been against Bowie, including his first two here at Double A. As Pinto holds the waist, fires the next, and Wood swings and misses. Off speed down, it's 1-1. Overall on the season, Pinto has gone 3-2 total with a 3.02 ERA in 21 games, 17 starts, 80 1/3 innings. He struck out 99, walked 29. 1-1. Pop foul out of play left side. One ball and two strikes now. He's allowed 8 home runs this season with the Bay Sox. He's allowed more of them to lefties than he has to righties. 1-2 offering, runner takes off. It's swung on him and it's down for a strike. Throw to second, swipe tag misses as Wood goes down swinging. Cruz swipes second base. Anthony Servideo had to run across the bag to grab that throw from Connor Pavlone, and that took away his opportunity to get an effective tag down on Dylan Cruz. But Pinto picks up his 100th strikeout of the season as Cruz swipes his fourth bag of the year. Two away for Yohanny Morales to bat here in the bottom of the seventh. Again, a 3-1 game. Morales 2-for-3. Pinto holds the waist, looks back second, fires the first. Right-hander pops it foul out of play right side. Count starts out at nothing and one. 2-3-4 set to bat for Bowie once we get to the top of the eighth inning with the Bay Sox down by two. Bowie picked up a late run in the eighth inning last night to break ahead of a 4-4 tie and win. As the 0-1 pitch is called for strike low, it's nothing and two. We would like a little bit of come-from-behind action again tonight. Tonight, today. It's not even 3 o'clock yet. No more night games here in 2023. Senators scheduling a 1 o'clock Saturday affair on the penultimate day of the season. 0-2 pitch. Floated foul out of play again. Still to the right side as the count stays. Only team in minor league baseball that's in action this Saturday afternoon. Everyone else is going to get going around 6 o'clock in the Eastern League. Another 0-2 pitch. Down and away a fastball. 1-2. Here on Morales. Trey Lipscomb on deck. He's 0-3. So the wind still carries a little bit out to left center this evening. Goodness gracious.
Had this conversation.
just talked myself through it 30 seconds ago. The 1-2 is down and away. It's 2-2. Conversation. I was talking to myself, Andre.
I was listening.
You're paying attention to your Penn State. I don't blame you.
I'm multitasking.
Yeah. He does have the box score up. He's keeping tabs on this game still. 2-2 pitch. Too far outside. Pinto was ahead. Nothing and two on Morales, and the count runs full. Morales, 0-1 on full counts. Hasn't walked yet. Actually, he's walked twice. Hasn't struck out yet. Here's the 3-2. Just missed outside. We've seen pitches there called for strike already today, but they've been more of the off-speed stuff. Fastballs may make it a little bit easier to call that for a ball, but Pinto started ahead, nothing and two, and walks Morales here with two outs. First walk by Pinto, third overall by Bowie pitching. And they stand at first and second for Lipscomb, who's 0-3. First pitch, and he swings and misses at an off-speed, nothing and one to start. Lipscomb flew out to center field twice to start. Ended the first inning with one. Was the first out of the third inning with another. He hit into a double play that ended the fifth inning. 0-1 from Pinto. Swing and a miss. Half-hearted wave that Lipscomb tried to stop himself on but couldn't. Low and away breaking ball runs into nothing and two. Pinto's been ahead of every batter he's seen so far. Cruz singled on a 1-2. Wood was ahead 1-0 but struck out swinging. The 0-2 pitch here. Just misses. Fastball outside again. 1-2. He was ahead on Morales, nothing and two. Hassel grounded out on the very first pitch he saw. So Pinto's just aching for that put-down pitch early. Especially as Bowie is probably going to ask him to go three innings if they try to come from behind. 1-2, line to third, and pass Gilbert Lara hits off of his glove. It's going to be far enough away to allow Dylan Cruz to score, and the Bay Sox trail by 4. Bay Sox trail by 3. RBI base knock for Trey Lipscomb. All of this coming with two outs. Cruz scores, and Morales went from first to third. Here's Israel Pineda. Lipscomb went to second as well. First pitch is called for strike in the upper inside corner. They actually rule it a double. Get a double to the third baseman. Don't see that too often. 15th double of the season for Lipscomb. 45th RBI. Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Once again, Pinto ahead on a batter. Nothing and two. Pineda is 0-2 on the day. Walked back in the sixth inning. Another 0-2 pitch. And another high breaking ball misses. You'd think after the first two batters that you started ahead 0-2 on and allowed both to reach, maybe just go for something in the zone. Because clearly, why would Pineda even bother to swing at the pitch after the way he saw the first two plate appearances go? The 1-2. And it nearly takes his head off. Pineda leans back out of the way smoothly enough. While the Bay Sox have action in their bullpen, Pinto not getting as clean of an inning as he'd hoped for. Dylan Hyde is getting loose. Second and third, two away as Bowie trails by 3. The 2-2. Fouled off. Back to the screen. Pinto was a strike away from ending this inning twice. Had that chance three times now. Include Pineda here. So I had nothing and two on Morales. Walked him. Nothing and two on Lipscomb. He up an RBI double. He's ahead, nothing and two on Pineda. And it's two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Inside. Run the count full. Not sure what the problem is here, honestly.
I mean, his breaking ball's been left up. He's kind of been feigning his delivery, too, in between pitches. I wonder if he just doesn't have the proper feel for it here. His first outing back up here off the injured list.
Righty sets at the waist. Payoff pitch. And it's finally called for strike three. Inside breaking ball, but Harrisburg adds on another. Couple of two-out base runners, including a double by Trey Lipscomb. Makes it a 4-1 game as we go to the eighth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
You're listening to the Wolfman, Jack.
I tell you, when I was a little kid, you know, I was brought up listening to Alan Freed.
Wolfman, Jack!
When I was just getting started, you know, the hip thing was to say, what's happening, Jack, you know? Hey, Jack, what's going on? You know, so that was the hip slang, you know? So being a horror classic freak like I am, I chose the Wolfman because it was a very animal-sounding name, and the name Jack because of the hip slang, you know, what's happening, Jack? Because Jack always knew what was happening. You understand what I mean?
The Wolfman Jack Show.
Listen to classic Wolfman Jack, Saturday night at 7 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, Matt Sabatis here. Macaroni Kid is your local online source to find family fun events, engaging activity ideas, resource guides, and to connect with locally owned, family-friendly businesses throughout the region. Like the Bowie Bay Sox. Visit Macaroni Kid online today and subscribe to their free weekly newsletter to stay in the know. Macaroni Kid, they answer the never-ending question, what are we doing for fun today? Bottom of the eighth inning here at Field in Harrisburg. Senators have made a pitching change as the Bay Sox trail by three. Tyler Schauff takes over, and the first pitch into Samuel Basayo. Misses a bit outside. 1-0 to start. 2-3 and 4 set to bat for the Bay Sox with Basayo, John Rhodes, and Billy Cook. As Schauff brings in the next, and Basayo waves and misses at a low curveball. Cole Henry is done for the day, earns a hold. Had a scoreless seventh inning, gave up one hit, earned a double play, and had a strikeout as well. Next pitch, called strike in the upper inside corner. It's 1-2 here on Basayo, who has Bowie's only RBI today, a double to right center field back in the third inning. He's 1-for-2 overall with a pop out to short and a walk. He asks for time. Tyler Schauff, new pitcher, a 6'4", 220-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Lee Center, New York. Minor league free agent signed by Washington in 2021. Fires the 1-2, and it's fouled off of home plate. Basayo having a tough time picking up that curveball out of the gate. Really had to slow his swing up that time to even get a piece on it when his first swinging strike saw him ages ahead of the pitch. Getting a little break, too, with this time. Schauff, 21 appearances, a 1-1 record, a 2.81 ERA. 25 and two-thirds innings, 29 strikeouts, 11 walks. He's given up two homers, both to left-handed batters. He's converted six saves this season for Harrisburg in seven tries. See if they ask him for a two-inning save. I don't think that's going to be the case. As the next, misses high. Two balls and two strikes here to Basayo. But it could be. Schauff recorded a four-inning save earlier this week on Tuesday. Struck out all four batters he saw. Bowie's 5-4 loss. Next pitch, and it's grounded foul. First base side. Count stays even at two. And again, the only game in minor league baseball in action this early. Next game in the Eastern League won't get rolling until 6:05. Binghamton has a game at 6:07. What is this, the major leagues? Here's the 2-2. Down and away. Run the count full here on Basayo, who's only had one full count entering this game. He's 0-1. Three-two pitch, and it's line foul left side. It's off of the seats. They had a 5K on the island earlier today. It was a run walk for, I believe, cancer research. And I was thinking on my way in, well, my first thought on my way in is, why is the parking lot so full at 9 in the morning, as the next is grounded foul up the first baseline? Because there's no reason that I should have a tough time to find a place to park at 9 a.m. on a Saturday. But once I realized, it made more sense. And my second thought was, this is actually a great spot to have a 5K. Are you kidding me? Take a couple of laps around the island.
Really good scenery.
Yeah. This will be the ninth pitch of the plate appearance as Shaw turns and deals. Flown foul. Let's run it to 10. Why not? The Eastern League does have some scenic views. Richmond with the James River. Erie with Presque Isle in the lake. 10th pitch. And Basayo smokes a liner. Deep out to right center field. Cruz and Hassel converging. Cruz jumps and it's over his head. Off of the wall, and Basayo is going to try for third. Picked by Hassel, the throw comes rocketing in, but Basayo's into third base standing with his first double-A triple. Cruz overran the ball slightly in center field. Could have something to do with the shade coming down on him a little bit in that vicinity in right center, but he had to jump up and reach behind himself after overrunning the ball. Puts Basayo to third. First runner to third since Basayo was there in the third inning. First pitch to John Rhodes. Misses down and away. It's 1-0 to start. And he has some scenic views in the Eastern League. Of course, Altoona has their coaster. And then the mountainous areas, Hartford and Akron, more city vibes. Nestled in downtown. 1-0. Outside to Rhodes. It's two balls and no strikes. Of course, Bowie has trees. Very scenic. 2-0. Liner to short. Pass the dive of Clough. RBI single for John Rhodes as Basayo scores. Tying run comes to the plate as Bowie trails 4-2. Hot shot for Rhodes. Second hit of the day. 69th RBI of the season. Here's Billy Cook to try and get back on the board. He has had a tough start to this series. Really used up perhaps what juice he had remaining in the season in the New Hampshire series. Five homers to win Eastern League Player of the Week. First pitch here, and the righty. It's brushed off a little bit near the forearms. 1-0 to start. Including today, Cook is 0-13 this week. He struck out six times, walked twice. Runner at first, still no one out. Here's the next, and it swung on and missed. Change up inside, and the count goes to one ball and one strike. One-one. Called strike. Outside breaking ball, and it's 1-2 here on Cook. Walked back in the second inning, struck out swinging to end the third. Popped out to third in foul territory on the first pitch of the sixth. As Bowie trails 4-2 here in the top of the eighth inning. They love a crooked number right now. 1-2 pitch. And Cook reaches for it, flares it into deep center field, but playable for the long legs of Cruz. Center fielder makes the catch. His back still turned to the infield, but an easy grab as Rhodes retreats to first base. Cook 0-3 on the day, and with one out in the eighth, T.T. Bowens will bat. First pitch, and the righty swings and gets a piece into the mid of the catcher high. Count starts out at nothing and one. One for 3 day for Bowens. Grounded out to second base in the second. Single to right in the fourth and got doubled up. Struck out swinging in the sixth. 0-1. And it just misses high. Off speed to run the count and a ball and a strike. 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon for the final game of the 2023 regular season. So the 1-1 pitch to Bowens is fouled off into the mid again. Count to 1 and 2. If Bowie can't come from behind tonight, they will be trying to match their 2022 season record of 68 and 70 tomorrow afternoon. If Bowie can come back and win today, then they will be trying to secure a 500 season. Finish the year at 69 and 69. 1-2 to Bowens, and it misses high. Two balls and two strikes. Bowie hasn't been too interested in swiping any bags or even trying so against Israel Pineda. A little more adventurous yesterday against Wilmer Perez, but Pineda has caught 10 of 15 stolen base attempts this year. Rhodes does take off as the 2-2 bounces in, and Pineda does not even catch it. He had hopped up to try and start the transfer, but the pitch was much lower than he expected, and add that one to the list, Andre.
There you go.
The prophetic nature of broadcasting sometimes. Rhodes picks up his 8th steal of the season. Moves in a scoring position as the count runs full here on Bowens. Pitch on its way. And he swings and misses. High changeup puts down Bowens on strikes. First strikeout for Schoff. 8 overall for Harrisburg pitching. Now Dante Williams will bat on an 0 for 3 day. First pitch, and the lefty watches it for called strike. That pitch was definitely wide. Considering the pitch that Yoenny Morales walked last inning, to call that one a strike is a bit of a head-scratcher. Williams lined out to right field his last time up, hit into a double play in the fourth inning. Bats here with a runner at second and two outs in the eighth. Next offering. And he flies it foul left side. Nothing in two. Dante flew out to center field back in the second. 4-2 ball game. Bay Sox scratching a run across here in the eighth after a leadoff triple by Samuel Basayo. RBI single to left by John Rhodes. He swipes second. Schoff leans in with ball in hand behind the waist. Sets at the chin. 0-2 pitch, and it's in the dirt. Big secondary lead for John Rhodes. Pineda was hopped up, ready to throw over to third base if he needed to, but Rhodes didn't stray too far from his secondary lead. Count to a ball and two strikes here on Dante Williams. Schoff turns back to second. Just as he had kicked in the air, doesn't throw the ball. And that's only his first disengagement. The shortstop, Jackson Clough, is very close to the bag right now. Rhodes would have to be mindful. The 1-2 pitch. Curveball down and in. Two balls and two strikes here on Dante Williams. But again, a 4-2 game. Senators have been using the base hits aplenty. Over the last 2 days, they've collected 23 hits in these two games. 2-2, Williams fouls it off left side. Count stays even. Harrisburg's got 31 hits over the last 3 games total. Of the 5 games this week, they've had 10 or more hits in 3 of them. Another 2-2, and Williams grounds it up the middle. Second baseman able to shuffle to his right, Aruda. throws to first in time after gloving it between the legs. Couple of base hits to open the inning, including an RBI knock by John Rhodes, but Bowie goes down in order after that. They scrape across a run, but trail 4-2 as we move to the bottom of the eighth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
New employees are accidents waiting to happen. No, really, they are. A high percentage of workplace injuries happens the first year on the job. Chesapeake Employers Insurance wants to help you prevent those rookie mishaps. By providing new employees with the safety training they need, you'll help control workers' compensation costs and, more importantly, get your new employees home safely. Because
at the end of every workday, someone's waiting for your safe return.
Connect with your local agent or visit CEIWC.com.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold. Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests. Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Trinity Chimney Service is a local, family-owned company who will inspect, sweep, install, repair, restore, and reline your fireplace, stove, and chimney. You have a leaky chimney? Can you see discoloring or cracks from the ground? Call Trinity Chimney. We specialize in repairing masonry chimneys from the roof outside of your house to the fireplace inside. Our goal is to explain what we're doing to keep your home safe, leave it clean, and offer the best experience possible. Proudly serving Maryland neighborhoods from Hereford to Annapolis, Frederick to the Chesapeake Bay and Eastern Shore.
Another pitching change for the Bay Sox as we move into the bottom of the eighth inning here at FNB Field in Harrisburg. Dylan Hyde taking over. One inning for Gene Pinto is all we're going to see as he allowed two hits and a run with a walk and two strikeouts. A 4-2 game. First pitch to Andrew Pinckney is fouled off behind home plate. Nothing and one to start from Hyde. 7, 8, and 9 in the Harrisburg lineup for Hyde to dance with. Pinckney, Jackson Clough, and JT Arruda. Pinckney is 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored back in the second inning. Right-hander Hyde brings in the next, and Pinckney watches fastball miss up and in. 1-1 now. Dylan Hyde, a 6-foot-1, 180-pound right-hander. 11th-round draft selection from Pittsburgh Johnstown. As the next pitch moves too far down and away. Count goes to 2-1. Not too far away from Altoona. On the season for Bowie, Hyde has made two appearances, gone 1-0 with a 1.80 ERA. Next offering, fouled off. Low breaking ball, bounces over to the Bay Sox dugout, third base side, it's 2-2. Hyde made both of his AA outings in the New Hampshire series, picked up the win in Bowie's first of two walk-off home runs by Billy Cook. Such a unique occurrence, it's still hard to put it properly in words. In a concise manner. 2-2 pitch. In there, strike three. Low fastball, and Pinckney goes down looking as Hyde opens his day with a strikeout. Good opening. That's 8 strikeouts for Bowie pitching. Hyde fired 5 total innings in the New Hampshire series, allowed 1 run on 4 hits, 2 walks. Now Jackson Clough will bat. First pitch. Lefty watches fastball miss up and away. Count starts out at 1-0. Bowie down 4-2 here in the bottom of the eighth inning. They'll have 3 outs to try and get back into this one, but the bottom 3 of the lineup will be the ones coming to the plate to try and kick that off. 1-0. Misses outside to Clough. It's 2-0. 0-for-2 day for Jackson Clough. He struck out swinging in the second and in the sixth, walked back in the fourth, and was forced out at second base. Here's the next. Liner to short, but over Lara's head into center. Clough breaks out of a 3-game hitless skid, his first hit of the series after starting 1-for-12. It's a 1-out single here in the eighth inning. And now JT Arruda will bat. First pitch, and he bounces it to second. Could be another double play. Cook mishandles and can only go to first. Does get the out there as he got ball into glove, but while bringing it up in the air to make the transfer, he didn't get his hand on it. Ball got into the air a little bit, and Cook had to grab it midair before throwing to first base and recording the routine 4-3 putout to retire Clough. Retire Arruda, rather. Clough went to second base. My mistake. Top of the lineup for Robert Hassel. Hassel pivotal in this game. Two RBI single in the second inning. Part of a 1-for-4 day. First pitch. And he watches it miss outside. 1-0 to start. Hassel struck out swinging in the bottom of the first. Grounded the ball to second twice. Fourth inning, it started a double play that ended the frame. 1-0 pitch from Hyde, and it's fouled off left side. Count goes even at a ball and a strike now. So the Senators will have a new right-hander on the mound when we get to the ninth inning. As they've got someone warming. Could see that be Melvin Pena. 1-1. Called strike, upper outside corner. It's 1-2 now. But again, a 4-2 game, so Bowie's going to need to really roll. Bay Sox got their run in the third and then another in the eighth. Well, the Senators scored twice in the second on Hassel's single. Solo homer in the fifth for James Wood. Next pitch, fouled back. They brought in another in the seventh when Gene Pinto was having a tough time with the put-down pitch. He gave up a one-out single, struck out the next batter, but then three consecutive batters, he worked ahead on nothing in two, walked one, gave up an RBI double to the other, before finally getting a strikeout. Another 1-2 pitch here, and it's smacked up the middle off the mound. Lara is there to glove it off of the second hop and throw to first base in time. Hassel retired 6-3, and the inning is over. A scoreless inning of relief for Hyde. We go to the ninth as Bowie tries to come from behind, down 4-2. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Experience counts when buying or selling your home. That's why more Marylanders use the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland than ever before. With a hardworking staff of professionally trained agents and access to thousands of other buyers and sellers, the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland will help you find the right fit for your real estate needs. Find them at kwflagship.com or call 410-729-7700. Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, the real estate company of choice.
Homeowners Association. Do I have your attention? HOAs inspire very passionate responses from both advocates and haters. Avoiding HOA disputes is a tricky business. It takes experience, knowledge, and hard work. At Fellner Legal Services, we pride ourselves on preaching good governance. That means writing clear rules, enforcing fairly, and listening to the homeowners. If you have an HOA legal question, visit flslawyer.com today. Fellner Legal Services. Service. Success. Simple.
As always, it is a pleasure to have you stop on by the ballpark and catch up on a little bit of Bay Sox baseball. Tight one you tuned into this evening, this afternoon, really, as Bowie enters the ninth inning, trailing 4-2. Bottom three in the lineup will try to kick off a rally here on a lovely low 70s day. Sunny skies without a cloud to be seen on FNB City Island here at FNB Stadium. FNB Field. Oh, my goodness. Andre, I it went off the rails so quickly. As the first pitch to Anthony Servideo is grounded to first. Yoenny Morales will take it. Drug to the bag himself. It's game number 137 of 138. I'm going to be off kilt just a little bit.
You're just excited. FNB is the place to be.
It really is. The Susquehanna River? That's gorgeous. There's no Mayflies. It's a day game. Come on. As Bowie trails 4-2, new pitcher takes over. Holden Powell replaces Tyler Schauff, who fired an inning, allowed a run with a strikeout and two hits. First pitch into Gilbert Lara, and it's down low. Fastball gets things started at 1-0, and Lara, who's 0-3 on the day, fly out, pop out, ground into a double play back in the seventh inning. But Powell takes over, 6-foot, 190-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Visalia, California, the 1-0, and Lara swings and misses. Another breaking ball down, and it's 1-1. Powell, a third-round draft selection by Washington back in 2020. Just his third appearance with the Senators this year. 1-1, bounces in, 2-1. Doesn't have a win or loss yet. In three innings this season, he's allowed one earned run, struck out a batter, walked a batter. He's converted one of two save chances that he's been tasked with. As he fires the next, and Lara fouls it back to the screen. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Powell earned that save by firing 2 scoreless innings on Thursday night. It's a day game, so I feel like it's Sunday. That's just how things work, Andre. On Thursday night, when Bowie lost 8-5. 2-2 pitch, and it's in there for strike three. Low changeup, and Lara's down looking. First strikeout for Holden Powell, 9th overall for Harrisburg pitching, and the Bay Sox down to their final out this afternoon. Connor Pavlone is 1-3. Single to left field in the 5th inning, reached on an error back in the 7th. First pitch to him. And he watches it. It's just a bit inside, a fastball at 94. 1-0 to start. No action in the Bowie bullpen either, so if the Bay Sox can tie the game, send it to the bottom of the ninth, Dylan Hyde would keep going. Next pitch, and Pavlone fouls it behind the screen. 1-1 now. Again, a 1 o'clock first pitch tomorrow as well. Weather is looking a little bit dicey. Two teams might try to get it in, but since now the team is in playoff contention, might not be the hardest attempt. We'd have a 1240 DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. 1-1 pitch. Misses too far down to Pavlone. 2-1. Set to be a rematch of Game 1. Peter Van Loon will start for the Bay Sox. Dustin Sines will go for the Senators in the last game of 2023. 2-1 pitch. Called a strike at the knees. And the Bay Sox down to one last strike here on Saturday afternoon. Base is empty, 2 gone here in the ninth as Bowie trails by 2. Crowd getting into it now on a lovely Saturday. Pavlone out of the box, adjusts the gloves, gets back in after calling for time. All the while, Powell has been holding ball in glove against the chest and now brings in the hand at the waist. 2-2 pitch, lifted in the air, right field line. First baseman Morales running it down to the warning track. He trips. Ball goes out of play anyway. What did he trip on? I'm not sure.
Maybe the tarp is a little jutted out there.
The tarp is over there, yes.
Yeah, that could be it. Again, we can't totally see.
Yeah. I'm too lazy to stand up right now. So Pavlone stays alive for another Powell's thrown 11 pitches, 7 of them in the zone, and another 2-2 set to come. Here it is, and it plunks Pavlone on the hand. Oh, my goodness. It's a shame that his hand is a magnet like that. Broke the hamate bone earlier this season. It wasn't even on a hit-by-pitch. It was after a foul ball. But while he's running to first, Elise Kramer is following him to test his hand strength.
You have to remember 3 consecutive seasons of hand injuries for Connor Pavlone, so you really got to be careful with this type of thing.
Well, and he got hit on the hand earlier this year, too. And when I say earlier this year, I mean last month. I don't remember the exact date.
Now, it might have caught him just below the hand, just based on where he was being examined. Maybe closer to the wrist, yeah. Which would be the best of a bad situation.
And considering there was no grip test administered, he's clearly fine.
Right.
I think it was the Akron series. He got hit on the hand again, led to a lengthy delay. So tying run comes to the plate in Judd Fabian with 2 outs here in the top of the 9th inning. First pitch, and Fabian pops it up. Behind home plate, Pineda without the mask to the warning track. Does not have the space. It's about two rows deep over the net, and it's nothing and one to start. Fabian 0 for 3 on the day, all strikeouts. He walked back in the third inning and scored one of Bowie's two runs. Emil Basayo has been instrumental in the Bowie offense today. Drove in one run, scored the other, and he's on deck. 0-1 pitch, and Fabian taps it foul in front of home plate over to the right side. Bay Sox down to their final strike for the second consecutive batter. Four two ball game here in the top of the ninth as Powell looks to convert his second save this series. Fabian's already in the box. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Fabian comes up empty on a changeup. And the Bay Sox fall this afternoon to Harrisburg 4-2. Bowie has secured a losing season here in 2023 with their 70th loss. And they will have one final game to play tomorrow afternoon in an attempt to match their record from 2022. Your final this afternoon here in Harrisburg, the Senators 4, the Bay Sox 2. Andre, we'll have you going with Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey everyone, Matt Sabatis here with a special message from Fans for the Cure. One in every eight men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. But early detection results in the least invasive treatments and the best outcomes. Men, have a conversation with your doctor about the testing for PSA. It's a simple blood test. For more information about getting screened for prostate cancer, go to fansforthecure.org. That's fansforthecure.org.
Now, there's a radio show that gives you every perspective on home buying and selling. Keeping It Real Estate, sponsored by the Jim Shaker Group of Keller Williams Flagship of Maryland, is 30 minutes of fact-filled real estate action, tailored to home buyers and sellers in Anne Arundel County. Get the latest from Jim, Dana, and Andy, plus special guests who know the market. Listen Saturday morning at 10 for Keeping It Real Estate on Capital Gold WNAV, 99.9 FM, 1430 AM, streaming worldwide at WNAV.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Today's music ain't got the same soul.
Hello, I'm Wink Martindale, inviting you to join me as we explore the history of rock and roll. Each episode showcases another facet of rock and pop history and comes complete with the stories behind your favorite songs and stars, plus comments from the stars themselves. Now, just when can you hear the history of rock and roll?
Every Sunday afternoon at 1 on Capital Gold WNEV.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
It's now time for Bay Sox postgame. Let's head back to the ballpark.
Well, the Bay Sox come up just a tad short here today as they fall to the Harrisburg Senators by a 4-2 final. Andre McGarrett here with you on Bay Sox postgame as we get set to break this one down here from FNB Field in Harrisburg. The Bay Sox lose out on a chance to finish a 500 record on the season, but still a chance to match last season's mark on the final day of 2023 tomorrow. But for now, we'll break down how this one went down today, starting at 1 o'clock with the first pitch. DJ Hers, a left-hander, got the ball for Harrisburg, his first time seeing the Bay Sox this season, while Brandon Young, the right-hander, started for Bowie. It was an early one in terms of just the start time and the offense's lack of involvement. After a scoreless first inning for the first time all week, Harrisburg eventually got going in the bottom of the second, where the Senators have struck for 14 of their 21 runs this week coming into today in those first two frames, and the Senators were able to score two in the bottom half of the second. Couple of singles brought up Robert Hassel III, the top of the Harrisburg lineup, a second time through with two outs, and Hassel got the scoring started for Harrisburg.
Now the 2-0. Line drive up the middle base hit. Aruda will get the chance here as Pinckney already scores. Here comes Aruda. The throw is not anywhere close. It's a 2-RBI single for Robert Hassel, and Harrisburg leads 2-0.
Off of that, the Bay Sox would bounce back with a run of their own in the top of the third. And with two outs and nobody on a walk, it seemed innocent enough to Judd Fabian, led to Samuel Basayo. And Basayo, who has been tearing covers off baseballs here in his debut week in AA, showed some of that pop that really caught the eyes of scouts when he was signed by the Orioles. A couple extra base hits today. His first was one that would play to run for Bowie.
First pitch, and Basayo rips it out toward right center field. The first base hit of the day, splits the gap, nearly goes to the wall, gives Fabian a chance. It's picked in center by Cruz. Fabian's around third. The throw, it's late. RBI double for Samuel Basayo, his second here at AA. And the Bay Sox are on the board with their first hit and first run. It's a 2-1 game.
So the Bay Sox were able to pull a run back, make it a one-run game. John Rhodes would then single, but unfortunately Bowie would leave both runners out there stranded in the top of the third. That would come back to bite them eventually after four frames from Brandon Young. The second batter faced by the first Bowie reliever of the afternoon, Kyle Brnovich, was James Wood. And the day before turning 21, James Wood hit his 18th home run here at AA this season. Opposite field shot into the left field seats, and that made it 3-1 Harrisburg. Senators would lengthen their lead from there, as the Senators would get one in the bottom of the seventh as well. Couple base runners on with two outs would eventually lead to Trey Lipscomb coming to the dish.
Three innings if they try to come from behind. 1-2, line to third, and pass Gilbert Lara hits off of his glove. It's going to be far enough away to allow Dylan Cruz to score, and the Bay Sox trail by three.
Would go down as a double off the ricochet for Lipscomb. Gene Pinto would do well to pick up a strikeout to limit the damage there and strand two runners in scoring position, but Harrisburg still with that 4-1 edge. Ultimately, Bowie was able to get a run back late, though, as Basayo hammered his second extra base hit off of Cole Henry in the top half of the eighth inning. That brought up John Rhodes again, as Rhodes this time would be able to have a hit that would plate Basayo, get Bowie back on the board.
2-0. Liner to short, pass the dive of Clough. RBI single for John Rhodes as Basayo scores. Tying run comes to the plate as Bowie trails 4-2.
Unfortunately, though, that is all the closer the Bay Sox would get. Dylan Hyde tossed a scoreless bottom of the eighth for Bowie, but Holton Powell came on for the second time this week and closed up shop as Bowie went down quietly with just one base runner in that top of the ninth inning. Final lines in this one. The Bay Sox, 2 runs on 7 hits, no errors. Harrisburg had 4 runs on 11 hits. They made 1 error. Win goes to DJ Hers, who went 6 innings strong for Harrisburg in this one with 6 strikeouts. His second AA win moves him to 2-2. Brandon Young takes the loss, dropping him to 0-3. Again, Holton Powell takes up his second save in a game that took 2 hours, 12 minutes to complete in front of an announced attendance of 3,854 here at FNB Field this afternoon. Stepping aside on Bay Sox postgame, we'll preview the rest of the day in the Eastern League, the Orioles system, and then get you on your way with a preview of tomorrow's season finale. Don't go anywhere. Listening to Bay Sox postgame.
All week you've been hard at work, and finally, it's the time you've been waiting for. The Friday 5 o'clock whistle blows, and you hop in your car and roar off to a weekend with Capital Gold.
Ready, set, go, man, go!
Hi, this is Neil Evans. Celebrate the start of the weekend with me on the Friday Night Jukebox. You'll hear vocal group harmony, R&B, and good old rock and roll, plus your requests.
Join us Friday at 5 on Capital Gold WNAV.
Another patient-first difference? Patient First has consistently been voted best urgent care by readers of numerous publications across the Mid-Atlantic region. Putting the patient first is always our goal, 365 days a year. So we're thankful for the recognition. Learn about all the other ways we make a difference at patientfirst.com or walk into Patient First and see the difference yourself.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open every day.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Andre Miguero here back with you, closing up shop on Bay Sox postgame as Bowie falls 4-2 to Harrisburg here this afternoon from FNB Field in Pennsylvania's capital. It will be another busy night of action in the Eastern League. This was the only game getting set in the afternoon, but unfortunately we already have had one cancellation as Portland was set to host the Hartford Yard Goats, but the Sea Dogs see their game canceled due to inclement weather. Rest of the slate, though, getting set later today. A 6:05 p.m. start between Erie and Richmond up at UPMC Field. Binghamton and Reading will get going just a couple minutes later at the scheduled start time of 6:07. 6:35 p.m. scheduled first pitch in New Hampshire, where the Fisher Cats will host the Somerset Patriots. Akron is hosting Altoona. The Rubber Ducks and the Curve will get going at 7:05 p.m. Around the rest of the Orioles system, of course, just one other affiliate finishing up their season. Cade Povich set to get the ball for the Norfolk Tides at home tonight as they'll continue their series with the Memphis Redbirds. Meanwhile, in Baltimore, it'll be a big one for the Orioles as they are neck and neck with the Tampa Bay Rays right now atop the AL East. Tyler Glasnow will get the ball for Tampa against Grayson Rodriguez for the Orioles. They're set to get going at Camden Yards here tonight at around 7:05 p.m. Eastern Time. Here in the AA ranks, just one game left on the schedule for the Bowie Bay Sox in 2023. They are set to wrap up their series with the Harrisburg Senators, trying to salvage a split. Will be Bowie and trying to match their record from last season tomorrow. Hopefully, weather will cooperate as they're set for a 1 p.m. first pitch. Right-hander Peter Van Loon gets the ball for Bowie, 2-7 with a 6.04 ERA. Dustin Sines, a lefty, will get the ball for Harrisburg, 5-5, a 4.44 ERA in a rematch of Tuesday's starting pitching matchup. 1 p.m. first pitch means a 12:40 p.m. DCA Imaging Systems pregame show before Matt Sabatis and I bring you the call from the ballpark one last time, hopefully here in 2023. But for right now, we're going to sign off here from FNB Field in Harrisburg. Bowie falls 4-2, and we thank you for listening to this presentation of Bay Sox Baseball.
This broadcast of Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on Capital Gold WNAV has been brought to you by Patient First, Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging System, On the Green, and Royal Farms. Bowie Bay Sox Baseball on WNAV is also brought to you by Pest Now, Steamfitters Local 602, Plumbers Local 5, Smile Doctors, and Macaroni Kid. Also brought to you by Trinity Chimney Service, Luminous Health, Wyndham, Founder Legal Services, and Bally's. Join us next time for Bay Sox Baseball, exclusively on Capital Gold WNAV Annapolis.